Blog Talk Radio.
Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Slow down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Whoa. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the piece to the beat, it's time to call blows. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the class you meet. Better leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive and motivational stack to see successful guests. Promote yourself, masturbate. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
And greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone out there listening, no matter where in the world you're listening from, and welcome you on over to The Remix. Peace and greetings, everyone. It is February the 28th, 2014, and of course you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to go ahead and give you out the direction so you can get yourself on over and join us here in the platform live tonight. 646-522-2711 is the number to call. That's going to get you locked into The Remix here. If you're calling from an international country and you want to come on over and join us in the platform, you are certainly welcome to do that. 646-652-2711. Is the number to call. Dial the U.S. country code first, and that's going to get you right here. Now, if you want to come on over and join us in chat, you are certainly welcome to do that as well. And so I want to go ahead and give you some cosmic directions so you can join us over here in chat in The Remix. And all you have to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/TheRemix, all one word. And that's going to get you right here, locked in to the chat room. If you're a guest and you're joining us for the very first time, let me be the first to say, welcome. Welcome to the guests joining us this platform here tonight. All you have to do is click the link at the very bottom, sign up, tell us who you are, and you won't miss anything that's going on in The Remix. In fact, you'll be able to come and chat and join The Remix family and chat with us. Tonight, very special sharer here that we have. We have the Reverend Goddess Charmaine, who's going to be joining us here tonight. We're going to be talking about the purpose of self-love in and out of unions. So the Reverend Goddess Charmaine is joining us here live on the platform, and we will give her a very big welcome in just a moment as we get ready to get ourselves situated. Let's talk about some announcements really, really quick. I want to give some international shots out. Got some new listeners listening in from a few countries and received their emails. New listeners who are listening in from Switzerland as well. New listeners listening in from China. Say welcome to you guys. New listeners listening in from Italy. Just want to welcome you guys on board, and to all of our international listeners who are listening from all the countries all over the world, it's always an honor to have you on board and with us here live in The Remix. And so big international shout out to you. I also want to recommend that you go over and go to the Facebook page over on Facebook. So many goodies over there. We post so much amazing things, questions about yourself and about your path and about your journey. All of that happens over on the Remix Radio page. All you have to do is click like, and that's going to get you locked in, and you'll be able to see the shows as they appear. That's one of the ways you can do that as well. I see the phone lines are filling up, and you guys are getting yourselves all situated in chat. Amazing cheer that we're going to have here tonight. Always a good cheer when the Reverend Goddess Charmaine comes on and shares a lot of love with us tonight. And that's what we're going to be talking about as well. I do want to mention a couple of things. Give me a minute. 1 second. Okay. You guys know what I'm looking for. I got it. Here we go. That's right. Want to ring the bell for everybody who's self-invested, and we got some new self-invested members who are joining us on board. Peace and love to you, and peace and love to all of you who are self-invested. You want to find out more about self-invested or any of those cool things that we're doing at the Remix, you can just check it out in the show notes right here on the show. You know, this past weekend, myself and Brother Bilal, we just did the love seminar, the 7 layers of affection. It was amazing. And we were thinking about whether or not we're going to be releasing that into the cosmos. We have. And many of you have jumped on board to get the download. And what an amazing download and everything that it contained. So that's available to you as well. You can just email question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4blue at gmail.com. And you can definitely start uncovering those 7 layers of love. I want to thank you for all of you who purchased the Know Your Magic audio workbook. It is the weekend, so you know the Kimbeck orders go out. So these are just some normal things that we talk about on the Remix. And, of course, I enjoyed connecting with you guys, the ones of you I connected with on one-on-one sessions. It's been amazing. And just enjoying the energy we're in right now. Just a lot of amazing cosmic energy. And on the first, we're going to have some more energy just come into our lives and just help us to raise our frequency and to do all of that good stuff. Welcome to the Remix, everyone. Yes, I'm Miss Blue, your host, joining you here tonight. We're going to get ready to dance. I guess you can dance and maybe tap your feet or move your leg a little bit because that's important to do. Just kind of move, and some of us have not moved in a minute. We've kind of been sitting stationary all day long, and so this is our opportunity to move ourselves around up and shake our bodies a little bit. So I want to invite you to do that. We're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue, and then we're going to give our welcome to the Reverend Goddess Charmaine. It's always a pleasure to have her on the house. Love this sister's amazing energy. She's also doing some new things. We'll find out what she's been up to. She has her own show. I'm excited for her path and her journey, and just all kinds of goodies. So we'll catch up on some goodies. We'll kind of shoot the gif a little bit, and then we'll get into the share. Let's see. Okay, so so much is going on, you guys. All kinds of things are going on all over the world. I know you know that. People are going to sleep dead and waking back up. You heard about the man. They thought he was dead, but he was really alive. His family had already put him in the body bag and zipped them all up. And guess what? And he just brought himself back up. So all kinds of things going on, all kinds of things going on with the weather. It was a gorgeous and beautiful day here in my part of the world. I know some of you are preparing. You're sort of kind of buckling yourselves down for the weather. Sister Munya told me how she's, you know, it's kind of cold there where she is and a little bit of ice. I talked to a couple of you in a couple of foreign countries, and we talked about the weather all over from the UK to Canada, all over the place. So good morning, good night, good afternoon, good evening, good day, wherever you are. We want to welcome you here into this space, into the Remix, this very, very sacred space. So we're going to get ready to raise up the energy, listen to a little bit of Baby Blue, and then we're going to dance. All right, here we go.
La 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 la, the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
All right, let's get ready to dance. Move around, do a little bit. Get into that space with ourselves. Just kind of do what we need to do. Definitely prime time. And we're going to get ready to get right into the share as we get ready to bring on Reverend Goddess Charmaine. Now, for many of you who, because we have a lot of new listeners who are listening from all over the world, who has not had the pleasure of being introduced to the Reverend Goddess Charmaine, you're definitely in for a very special treat tonight. The Reverend Goddess Charmaine is going to be coming on and talking to us tonight about the purpose of self-love in and out of unions. So let me tell you a little bit about the Reverend Goddess Charmaine. The Reverend Goddess Charmaine, she is ordained. She is an ordained reverend, she is. And she was ordained at the New Seminary, a school of interfaith theology in New York. She's also a Reiki master. She's a hypnotherapist. She's a trained aromatherapist and a tantric energy specialist. And she does love so well, and she does union so well. And, you know, she does it in a way that really not so many people I've seen on the planet been able to do it. And so it's always very healing. It's always very uplifting. And it's always very loving whenever she comes on the platform. So we want to take this opportunity to welcome the Reverend Goddess Charmaine as she joins us here live in the platform tonight. And I'm going to find her. So many of you guys are on the board tonight. But I want to find, let's go to the board here. Let's see if I can find her. I believe this is her. Peace and greetings to you, Reverend Goddess.
Hey, Ms. Blue, Goddess blessings.
Oh, Goddess blessings. Boy, that psychic energy is on point tonight because there's so many two of your area code up. Beautiful, beautiful. Peace and love to you, and welcome to the platform. This is your first time visiting us here in 2014 on The Remix.
Yes,
so I'm excited to have you on and get us kind of caught up on, you've been up to a lot of juicy stuff and a lot of good stuff, and let us know what's going on in your world.
Just settling into being married, and you know, we're going through, I don't know, it's been so amazing meeting Steve and, you know, planning the weddings. I mean, we had a clothed-on wedding. We had a naked wedding, you know, our tantric bonding ceremony. And we've been traveling. And then now we're both focused back into our careers. And so for me, I've been wanting to do a show like yours. Well, not like yours, but you know what I mean. And I just really focus my attention now in my groups and my services. I did my private practice. And I am thinking about writing another book. So that's laying around me, you know.
Okay.
So I'm very excited. I'm very happy. I'm happy with the amount of sex I'm having. I'm happy with the amount of sex magic we're doing.
Yeah.
So, you know, just see what other miracles we can make happen.
Beautiful, beautiful. And again, let me say it here. I have sort of kind of expressed my congrats to you on Facebook through the whole process, and like many of us here, because you are a part of the Remix family as well too. But let me be the first to just say congratulations to you and Steve, and just send some love out to you guys, and just the amazing energy that you two are generating all over the place.
Yeah. Yes, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Well, let's talk, because, you know, tonight is a very fitting and special talk to be talking about here, the purpose of self-love in and out of unions. You know, we want to talk about that. That's a good place to start, to talk about what is self-love, because there's so many different definitions out there. I know this is your work that you do on so many levels. So talk to us, if you could, Reverend Goddess, about what actually is self-love.
It's since we planned on doing the show, I've been really looking into that word as well. I would ask people to really incorporate the idea of self-love being a universal word regarding how we are actually loving ourselves, and I mean in every aspect of our lives, so
yes,
we can get ourselves into a place where we are enjoying the choices that we are making for the activities and what we're doing in our lives. I think that's self-love. And a lot of times we think self-love is something like, we look at self-love as self-love, making love, masturbating, planning a good time with friends, being with our loved ones. And then we suffer through it until we get to that place that feels good.
Right.
And I think the problem that we're having where we don't understand why we're not manifesting our divine birthright of prosperity is because we're not looking at how self-love plays a major role and staying in alignment with pleasure.
Yes.
So, it's a great idea of understanding self-love, and people say, well, I know I need to love myself first. I need to love myself so much. I mean, I'm always talking about this and changing our ways of finding ourselves back into our body spirit.
That's right.
It's always about the same thing, coming back to love.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's about getting home to be with your partner, getting home to be with your family, getting home to be with yourself, it's all about love.
That's
so
right.
When we're looking into self-love, you want to look into how am I loving myself in every aspect of my life, and you want to have a universal concept of that. That means every aspect of my life, and is my consciousness that of self-love?
That's
do
right.
I love myself. Yeah, and don't sacrifice yourself in the choices that you're making, because we often think, well, I'll do this for this person because I love them, and then you find yourself suffering. If you can't do something because you love and you are in pain in doing it, then you don't need to be doing it.
So we
need to really talk about how we get ourselves in place where we are in harmony with the choices that we're making and get out of the backwards thinking of where suffering is part of it. I waited so long and I'm finally here. All these kind of things. And
yes.
I think that's where we're going with self-love.
Yeah, beautiful place to be, because love is the only thing I truly know is real. And like you said, and really taking a holistic approach when you begin to start to think about self-love and do things out of obligation in love or out of commitment in love, or a lot of times even out of guilt in love, a feeling. We've been indoctrinated into so many different, I don't even want to say systems, but indoctrinated into a lot of roles. And so we feel that when we're giving this love, a lot of times it's really not love coming out, it's a whole lot of hate, that we're doing these things and not from that centered place. So that being said, let's start with the place that will ultimately end up back, and that is the place of one, and understanding about how we can begin to love ourselves and how important that is, whether we're in or out of a union. Truth be told, we're in union with something. If it's no more than just our own self and our higher self, that's a union. But talk about it in and outside of unions and why, this is important, and some of the examples you can give based on your work that you've done where you've seen this.
Okay. I come from a real struggle. I said that I've suffered a lot in my own past. And at one point, I believed that I was against my own life. I was in sin. And a big part of that was because of the way I was thinking about myself. And when I started really taking responsibility for my thoughts, for my actions, I really got into a place where I no longer was looking at who was hurting me, who was violating me. I took responsibility for that even happening to me. And one thing that was really something was realizing that my own thoughts were not my friend. And I remember one time learning about affirmations. And, the belief is you say an affirmation for 30 days, you change your thought. I said, okay, now I love affirmations. They've made major changes in my life, and I have a lot of affirmations on my websites that I've written. But back in the day, I'm talking 20 years ago or more, when I started doing affirmations, it took me literally a year. I wrote the affirmation down every day in a book, and I said it to myself. It took me a year to change a negative thought that I had about myself. It didn't take me 30 days. It took me a year because that's how ingrained it was in my consciousness.
Right.
To learn how to love myself and have a positive thought just by myself, in my own body, in my own mind.
Yeah.
I didn't even have a positive thought about myself.
Mm.
So that beingness needs to merge with your body spirit.
Yeah.
And I had to forgive myself for thinking these ways about myself. I needed to take responsibility for all the things that were going on in my body and around my body and in my building, in my car, and on my person.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my goodness, you mean to tell me I don't even have a positive thought that I can hold in my own body?
Yeah.
Hear from me? You know? So I would say that beingness, because we walk around with ourselves all day. We're talking to ourselves all day. We're in stillness with ourselves all day. We're communicating with the elements, with God. God is all that is all day.
Yeah.
Before we even open our mouths.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I have certain rituals that I do every day that is in alignment with who I believe I am and who I want to be, continue to be, and I call that righteous judgment. So this is what continues to have, that plays a role in my state of mind, my consciousness. So, you know, I wake up in the morning. I have several altars in my home, but there's one particular altar I start off with, and I light the candles. I light a candle for me and my husband. I light a candle for everyone else.
Yeah.
And then I have a prayer and libations that I do every single morning. And let me tell you something about how powerful this is. When I wake up some mornings and I don't feel good, I had a fight with Steve, I'm like, fuck this. I still light those candles.
Right.
And I still do my libations because that's who I am.
Right.
And that's the place where you see self-love playing out. And so
explain that a little more, because that's a really good point that you made there, that you still do your self-love. This is so much in alignment of what we've been working on here in the remix, so I am loving this, yes.
You know, if you look in the mirror and you say, this is who I am, or this is who I want to be, is this choice or action or activity in alignment with who I am and who I want to be? Yes, it is. So when you start having acts of power, I call them, like my behavior, my acts every day that are in alignment with who I am, lighting my altar, doing my libations, planning for services, making love with my husband, watching television, reading a book, whatever it is, going to the gym, all that stuff. Yes. And then when you are challenged, where you're not feeling so loving, you're not feeling so, you know, you're not feeling so much energy in your body, not so much movement, and I still go to the altar, and I still do my libations because that is who I am. We cannot let anything take you out of the place of who you are.
So,
and that's how you know who you are.
That's how you know who you are. That is the way of you affirming it, by not acting out your emotions, but still feeling them. And understanding them, but also still being in that place of love or whatever. I want you to talk about this, because I think this is exactly, if you could shed some light on this, Reverend Goddess, where people fall into doing things out of obligation as opposed to who they are.
Okay. You know, I think the reason why we go there is there's some kind of programming that we have grown up with. We may have witnessed other people doing it. I mean, I wouldn't say let's fault each other for this, but we need to understand that this is not going to get us anywhere. And we might have seen it, and I have done it myself. I mean, Lord have mercy. But it's like we feel obligated. I have had a big issue with my mother recently since I've been married, and my life has changed so much that I am not available to maintain the family, vibration, like getting together with everyone on an ongoing basis like I used to do, doing all of the holiday meals like I used to do. I've had to change that. And it got to a point where when I was still doing it, I was doing it because I felt like I was supposed to, because I've been doing it for so long and I didn't feel like doing it anymore. And I struggled with it. And then it got to a place where I'm suffering the entire time. I'm like, and this is me, and I know better, but I still felt like I should do it because it's your family, this is what you do, this Charmaine, you've been wanting this, you've been doing this all these years, this is how you show your family you love them. But yet I don't feel love anymore. I don't feel love in my turkey. I don't feel love in the mashed potatoes. I'm tired. I'm resentful.
Yeah.
I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
So, and my husband really got me to a place where he was like, well, what do you want to do? And I was afraid to even say it out loud. I don't want to have anybody here for Thanksgiving. I want to be alone just with my kids and my husband. It was a major step. And when I took that step, there were consequences. Okay? There were consequences. But when I took that step, it was an act of my own self-love. And it's not completely understood why to those that are used to me being this way. So then they say, oh, she's uppity, she's this or she's that. I think the problem that we have and feeling obligated and not being able to show to stand up for our own self-love is because we are afraid of hurting people that we care about.
That's right.
And we're not able to stand up. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a really, really excellent point, because I know when you started out, you said you do these things and you light the candle for them because it is love for yourself, for your union, and because it is love. And, you know, give us a glimpse of the libation spirit. You know, when you come to mind, you know, what's your first thought about, well, not libation. I'm having so many thoughts here, because you made some powerful points here about your own transformation and really understanding the difference between the act of love and in loving somebody and then actions in it. But tell me about your liberation and the liberation of your spirit and what it felt like when you took that step for self-love.
You mean, you know, when I first became goddess, or you mean currently?
Currently,
right
with
now.
This situation with your family and realizing Thanksgiving, hey, I just want to be with my husband and my children and be here. What? Tell us about that liberation.
It felt like I was finally really allowed to say what really matters the most to me is my husband and my kids. That's my family. And I finally said out loud, well, I don't owe my other family members anything, but I love them and I like to see them and be with them, and I wanted to find a way to still show my affection and my time when I could, but not in the way that they were used to. So at first it was hard. I mean, I really, when I had to pick up the phone and call my mom, I struggled, and I knew that I was going to have a problem. But my desire to not be a liar was stronger, because now I'm conscious of it. The more that we own ourselves and we love ourselves, the more awake we become. And then I cannot be in sin. So being in sin is not happy with who you are in any aspect of your life. So I did feel liberated with it, but then at the same time, when the argument happened and the fight happened and she stopped speaking to me, that is a painful situation.
Right.
And I just have to let it be what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Until it changes. But at the same time, I have this weight lifted off of me, Ms. Blue, sometimes just certain people and things are not in your vibration any longer.
Yeah.
And I had, and if we have this knowledge and we have this understanding, we don't have to suffer through the changes as much. We don't have to judge ourselves if we really feel true in alignment with our choices.
Mm-hmm.
And so that liberation, I mean, I really do feel lighter. I feel much better. My body feels freer. I know that things are going to work out between me and my mom eventually, but right now I can sense in myself when I think of her. I told my husband this today. I go back into that old thinking. So if I think of my mom and I go back into the old way I was in my mind, I know I'm not ready to approach her yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to stay in alignment with my choice and stay with that loving myself and honor that over and over again, even me. I say that to people because people often say, oh, you're Reverend Goddess, everything's easy for you. Oh, no, the Reverend Goddess doesn't get upset. Oh, Reverend Goddess doesn't get depressed. They think I float in the air all day.
Yeah.
On the full moon, I do. Definitely on the full moon. But, you know, so I say that because I practice what I preach, yes, but I practice it, and it has manifested itself in my life exactly the way Goddess has promised.
So that
liberation,
is there. No, I was going to ask you, why do you feel, when you grow, we change. Like your mom, like she's kind of saying you've changed and not recognizing your growth. Why do you think that when we, you know, why do you feel that people feel when you grow, we change? And, you know, it's kind of almost like your mom not recognizing your growth. Why do you feel that is?
I think that all of us, I mean, it happens to everyone that we become afraid of change. We become afraid of someone's growth, even if you want to feel happy for them. It's an old programming. We're stuck. A lot of us are stuck. We don't realize that universal law of every effort to rise raises another. I am here for you, and I thank you for being here for me. So when I grow and I evolve, we can lift everyone else with us. Mm-hmm. And if someone's still pulling on you to go back into that pit, you have to say, no, I'm not going there. And then, they're like, well, you've changed. Yes, I have. But, you know, I'm growing. I'm evolving. I'm manifesting what you know me to manifest. Everyone knew for years what I was doing in my life and the changes I made in my life to put myself in alignment to meet my husband. And so I think that's a struggle for us. You know, there are people that are very, very happy for me. I mean, even my mom is happy for me. You know, it's just... I've grown so much and so much faster when I've gotten with Steve that it just was a whirlwind for people. And then those that couldn't handle that growth said things and treated me in a way that was you know, hurtful. And they believe I've hurt them.
Yeah. This is, you know, this is always everyone's challenge, their family. And this is for all people, the family, you know, this soul group that we have, I believe, elected ourselves to be a part of. The family soul group is the challenge. You know, the people who are closest to you are always going to be that challenge. And,
Well, it's because we're supposed to, you know, that's our DNA. I always say family is like religion, you know, it's tradition. But spirituality is your own relationship.
Yes.
And I'm supposed to break away from the family or raise the DNA. Just like my kids are supposed to. And I recognize that. My daughter bugs out on me because she's like, I'm like, you know, go do your thing, baby. See ya, bye. She's like, are you trying to get away from me? You don't want to be with me anymore? I said, no. I love you. I want to see you and be with you. But you are also having, you have your own branch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not just an extension of my tree. You have your own.
Yes.
And I think that's important for us all to recognize about each other. It only makes our energy field, our family vibration, stronger if we can allow everyone to evolve.
Mm-hmm.
And if we have that understanding of it, because we're going to grow anyway. It's just, it can be very painful if we don't have that understanding.
Yes. And so what is the greatest lesson so far in this for you?
Putting myself on the list and keeping myself there.
Mm.
That's the whole point of this conversation, self-love. Being goddess, working the way I have for so long, I knew everything that I was doing and everything I'm going to continue to do. But the first part was getting myself into a position of being goddess and being a married woman when I met my husband, and then having the sacred masculine husband who says, what does my goddess want? See, being a single parent, you know, being a single woman, being goddess, you're always in this yang mode. So I was taking care of everything and everyone else and taking time out for myself for my rituals, taking time out for my self-love rituals, taking time out to have fun, go on trips and things like that. But being in a relationship, being in union with someone and then having that someone say, what do you want, over and over and over again, he kept bringing it back to me. He kept bringing it back to me. So that's what he taught me. I have a chance now, and I can. And I always ask God, just give me a chance. I can do this. I'm ready to be loved. And I allow him to serve me.
Right.
And I allow him to bring me there, yes.
I think that is so beautiful. Let me ask you, though, so before, do you feel you, even though you were doing this work, and like you said, people have perceptions of us who do this kind of work, like we're not human and we don't have our own challenges in life. Did you feel prior to this that you wasn't in position to be ready for love?
Yes and no. Let me tell you, there was definitely places in my life where I wasn't, but that's why I did the work to get myself there.
Yes, yes.
You know, a really great friend of mine said to me about, I don't even know now how long ago it was. Maybe it was, I don't know, maybe I was 40, I forget. But he said to me one day, he said, you know, Goddess, you were blowing your wad too much at work. I was complaining about something about finding my tantric partner or something.
Yeah.
He didn't just mean, you know, blowing my wad. He meant, like, all of my energy is in my all of my energy is in my work. All my focus is, you know, doing my work, building my practice, and taking care of my kids, you know, and then taking care of my kids and building my practice. But there was no energy left for my personal life in that way. And he really helped me focus. I'm like, wait a minute, yeah. And then I started looking at, you know, even my full moon rituals were in honor of the goddess, in honor of the full moon, and then sharing my message with everyone else. Where is my private practice? What did that look like? And then I started looking at that, and then I started getting into a place, I'm looking at the sexual relationships I'm having with men, how am I being honored as goddess in those relationships, and I made big changes. So, yeah, it you know, I had to look at that and say, am I in alignment with this? And that was the area I wasn't firmly in alignment, and I had to get myself in alignment by ending relationships with men, going into choice celibacy, and then really getting into my own meditations about, you know, connecting with the vibration. And then I started speaking that truth. A few years before I met Steve, I was speaking the truth of my husband. I did my rituals. I bought myself a diamond ring, and I did a ritual on it, and wore that diamond ring as if I was already engaged. People thought I was engaged. I said, this is for my husband, you know? And then I did other rituals, and I really prepared my body, and I started adjusting my work schedule as if I was going to be, as if I was in a relationship with a man before I met him. And then I really felt I was in alignment. Before I met him, I felt it, and I got myself there. So, yeah, we have to really take account. We have to take a record for ourselves. And my sexual rituals also was a place when I would have my orgasms, I would bring myself into that place of chanting, I am sharing this energy with my sacred husband, lover, friend. You know, I would really put that in my sexual energy.
Yes.
Very powerful. So,
yes, very powerful. So definitely get the way you feel to get to self-love. But let's talk about if you don't find a spouse or a partner, is self-love possible without someone sort of pushing us to it? Can we get there without that?
Well, of course, because I did. You know, before I met Steve, I was already making the changes because when my friend said what he said to me, it made me take a look at myself. And that's what we want to do. Everyone just take a look at yourself and you're saying, now, this is righteous judgment, okay? Now, who has the right to judge us? No one.
No
one. Ourselves. So righteous judgment is, I am the only one that can judge myself. So is this choice, decision, or behavior I'm doing in alignment with who I am and who I want to be? So ask yourself, who am I? Who do I want to be? So if you can answer that question for yourself, you can give yourself pretty much a framework of the things that you're doing in your life, and that's how you can push yourself. That's how you can show yourself love.
Yeah.
And then putting, you know, making changes in your life and dancing and cleansing and doing burning ceremonies, dance naked on the full moon, get in front of that mirror and do a five-fold kiss, whatever you have to do to get yourself to a place that you know you matter, you rock, you're blessed, you're divine.
Do it with the intent of bringing someone else in or just the intent to love yourself?
I would say right now we want to just get into the intention of loving ourselves. We don't want to go into self-love to get something. We want to go into self-love for the balance of our own wholeness. So, and then from that place, you can make, you know, decisions about, okay, now I am ready to merge this being with another person.
Yeah.
And that may take a week for someone. That may take 2 years, 10 years, 5 years. It may take a day. But I think it's important to know I love myself this much because when we do find our union, you know, when we get in union with another person, you can get a little lost. We get excited. We have all the energy. We're merging our being with another person. You can get a little lost of your own self. And then there's a time where you're not even sure where your own love is because you're so in love with another person. Mm. But if you have still a set pattern of your own self-love actions,
yes,
you can keep yourself somewhat stable while we're in this bliss of love with another physical being. Because we can go crazy when we fall in love with someone.
Oh, yes.
You know?
Most definitely.
Yeah.
I've seen it a lot as well and probably did some experimenting myself. Yes, it definitely can happen, you know, because like you said, you are changing. And a part of that change is because of that new energy that you have merged yourself with. And yeah, a lot of times it happens, and I know we can say this. I want to go back to the family because this is a question so many people struggle with when it comes to love, relationships, and their family, their soul group family, and that change. When you're with that family and you're loving them and you're with them, there are people outside of that that will say you've changed because you're with your family. And so when you get in the love relationship and you're with the person that you're having sort of this divine sacred union with, then there's going to be a change there too, you see. So we're forever changing, and these relationships are forever merging themselves together. And the balance, like you said, the foundation is when you have self-love. Because it's real easy to say, and I'm sure you can bear witness to this, Reverend Goddess, about to be strong and for people to be happy for your growth until you're the one getting left. And a lot of our sisters and brothers out there are the ones getting left. And then that's a whole nother story. But if you have that foundation of your self-love there, then it doesn't dismiss it, because it's never to dismiss your experience here on the planet Earth, because that's what we came to do. But it does make that transition for you more freeing, more liberating, more loving, and more understanding. Yeah.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Beautiful. The Reverend Goddess Charmaine, guys, if you have not had a chance to check out her website and go over there, because there's so many goodies over there, www, and I'm going to spell it, SENSUOUSMYSTIC.com. You definitely want to go sign up for her newsletter, find out what's going on. Tell us about your show. I think this is a perfect time to talk about your show and sort of that vision you have there and what kind of love and expressions you're doing over there.
Thank you, thank you. You know, I call it the Sensuous Mystic Show, the Sensuous Mystic Hour, Uniting Sex and Spirit. It's every Wednesday from 8 till 9 p.m. on Blog Talk. And my fantasy and vision is to give people an opportunity, like, you know, what we do on your show, to I'll answer questions and put out a topic about something related to sex and spirit. And you know, and my hope is that people can get something from it, can use the information to apply into their life, very similar to the way I also do my services. I have every second Sunday, I have an interfaith goddess service in Williamsburg, Brooklyn. And then every fourth Sunday, I do Naked Church. And that's a way for people to come and be in my energy and be with other like-minded people and fellowship. And, you know, and I share. So this was another way to do the same thing, to be a blessing to those I come in contact with. And then also to keep people updated as to what's going on with me, if they want to come to my workshops and to know where I'm going to be next. And so I really think it's about time that I get out there in that way. And I have a nice voice. People like listening to me, right?
Yes, of course you do. And I was at your show, by the way, Wednesday night. I was listening in. Beautiful share there with yourself and Steve. So I was there. I was listening in. Quite a few, Esther is saying she was there. Quite a few people in the remix, of course. You know, they were there. I had put it up, and so they know. And that's just beautiful. That's just beautiful. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes. You know, I really want to, my life has changed, so I have to make things also a bit easier for me. you know. And so I love now, but I'm learning. I am learning because I don't know how to work this internet thing and the dashboard and keypads and all this stuff.
It's
a whole lot
going on.
Girl, I'm like so old school. I bug myself out, but I'm learning.
Beautiful, and that is the beautiful thing. It is definitely a lot going on behind the scenes at the same time when the show is going on.
People are trying to call in. I'm like, hello, who's there? I had calls there, and I couldn't figure out how to get them in. I'm gonna have to get you on the phone with me for a little bit.
Look, just call me, and I'd love to do that.
Thank you.
So that's
what I want to do, and just keep making miracles happen in any way that we can create it.
Yes, and so tell the nights again of the show, and give out the call letters so everybody can know.
Mm-hmm. It's every Wednesday at 8 p.m., and give me my phone number to the show.
You can give the phone number or just like the www.blogtalkradio.com/...
Girl, see, you just taught me something.
You know what?
Well,
I'll
you know
find
what?
It, you guys. Okay. I'll find it and give it out.
Yeah, and go to my website, centrismystic.com, and sign up to be on my email list, and you will know it all.
And you'll get the blast and all good.
Yes. Because, you know, I know my gifts, and my gifts are not that this technological thing here, this computer, whatever.
Fine,
but
either.
It's getting there. I'm merging with the abilities.
Yes. That's the beautiful thing. Learning as we go.
I can't even say the word technological.
Yeah. And there we go. See, Esther put it up in the chat room. This is it. www.blogtalkradio.com/thesensuousmystic. And that's where you're going to go. That's it.
Thank you.
So, yeah, beautiful for all of us to understand. This is what we're talking about, sort of learning as you go. That's the growth that we're speaking about because we're all a work in progress. That's just
the truth. And that's self-love, too.
You know,
this is in alignment with who I am. I do love growing and being able to do this now. And even with the challenge of learning it, I'm still very excited. I get very aroused, you know, when I'm getting ready to do a show, you know. I'm like, even tonight.
It's just a lot of energy.
Today, my husband and I wanted to have sex all day today before the show, as many times as we could. He wanted 10, but we only got to 5. Now, he's like, I'm going to really try to listen to the show tonight, babe. Now he's asleep on the couch. Well, I know why.
A lot of self-love. That's it. A lot of self-love. Beautiful, beautiful. We have tons of callers that are on the line, and they just want to talk to you. They just want to connect. I'm sure they have some self-love questions they have for the Reverend Goddess Charmaine. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. I want you to press 1 if you have a question for the Reverend Goddess Charmaine, and we're going to go to the phone lines, and we're going to take some calls, international callers that are out there. You can definitely Skype in or dial the U.S. country code and then Skype in. Okay, let me go to the phone lines now. All right. Okay, so here we go. I'm just going to jump around here. Let's go to the caller calling in from area code 734. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are.
Hi, Ms. Blue.
Greetings.
Hi, this is Erica. I'm calling from Detroit, Michigan.
Okay, greetings, Erica from Detroit.
Hi, Reverend Goddess. How are you doing tonight?
I'm great. Thanks for calling.
Well, I'm really glad that I got in. Sorry if there is a little interference. I'm on my way to work right now. I was calling in because I've always had this feeling like I didn't fit in anywhere. I didn't fit in on one side of my family versus the other. I didn't fit in with my group of friends. I've always had this feeling where there was something wrong with me, and I don't know how to change that. I've gone to therapists, and I've read books, and I just I don't know how to change it.
So you're saying that, so because you feel like you don't fit in, you are assuming that something's wrong with you, or are you manifesting something that's telling you something's off?
I guess it's because I've heard so many things over the years said to me, and I'm a victim of rape and molestation when I was younger. I've never come to that point where I just love myself. Like, my mom always tells me I'm beautiful and, you know, I'm pretty and I know that I'm intelligent, but it's just, I just always feel like there's something wrong with me. Like, I can't get to that point where I just completely love myself.
Okay, okay. So, I mean, I think you put out what's most important, that if you could have been violated and hurt as a young person, you probably got some message that something, if this could happen to you, then something must be wrong with you.
Right.
And because you're not able to heal that or grow from that experience, you're still taking that with you, and you.
Right.
I mean, you sound like you recognize that. So, have you done anything to? And I don't mean straight therapy here. I mean, have you done anything spiritually to heal?
I have. I was recently engaged until January, and my ex, helped me out a lot and was. He was actually a big part of me breaking some of the chains that I was holding.
Uh-huh.
You were mentioning earlier with your family, and there was just a lot of toxicity in my family, and I had to just let them go, and I had to just be by myself, and I understood that. And he was helping me with that a lot. I've known him on and off for 16 years. But it was kind of like when our relationship ended, I didn't crawl back into that hole like I normally would have, but I just feel stuck.
Okay, do you self-love? Do you masturbate?
I do.
Okay, I'm so happy to hear that. I would take you into a self-love ritual because you may have to deal with this growth and healing through the unconscious.
Okay.
You know, so because it sounds like you have a lot of understanding. You know, and so with that kind of, you know, psychology, you probably just need to go unconscious. So I would say when you self-love, when you have your orgasm,
mm-hmm.
in the bliss of the orgasm, go into the orgasm and speak to yourself. First, just ask yourself, ask your pussy, ask the orgasm, what do you want me to know? Just
okay.
ask that question. Right now, don't go into a focus of how do I love myself. Don't do that because self-love is self-love.
Uh-huh.
But in the orgasm, ask it, what do you want me to know? It seems like there's something else, some peace that you need. And I would say, do that in your self-love practice. When you have your orgasm, when you come, in that feeling that there's so much power there, you ask yourself, what do you want me to know? And let whatever come, let it come through. And
okay.
if you feel like you don't get anything the first time, do it again and do it again. And you will get information from your body spirit, and you write that down. And it'll start to work with you in your dreams and things like that. I think you need to go into the unconscious.
Okay.
And then call us back. Let me know.
Okay.
Sign up on my thing. Email me. Do something.
All right. I sure will.
All right.
Thank you.
Awesome.
I appreciate
Beautiful.
That.
Beautiful. Hold the line. Thanks for calling in. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 619. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 619? Yeah, their call dropped. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 954. A minute. I hit the wrong button. Calling in from area code 954. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Yes, hello.
Yes, hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Hey, greetings, remix. Miss Blue, Reverend Goddess, Charmaine. This is Jed from Miami, Florida, Hollywood.
Okay.
Just saying hi to everybody. Just tuning in. Just got home a little while ago with the family, so we're just tuning in and happy to be here.
Okay. You press one. You had a question for the Reverend Goddess?
No, I was overly just excited about tonight's topic, and I have definitely been going through some internal shifts, and I don't even have a specific question. I just really wanted to definitely tag in. I let people know about it tonight, everybody that I love and some people. Just wanted to be here tonight with everyone, really. I mean, if you have any insights, Goddess Charmaine, Ms. Blue, or I would love some. I don't know. I don't really have a specific question. I guess. I don't know.
Thank you for. Do you ever love your lingam? Do you say I love my lingam?
Yeah, I do say I love my lingam. I must admit, I should love myself a lot more. I feel most definitely, and I'm working on that. I'm in a very interesting place right now within myself. I'm trying to figure it out.
There's no thing about I'm working on loving myself more. Just love yourself more.
Yeah, that's it.
And the activity is of that. Look in the mirror and say three things you love about yourself. Hold your lingam in your hand and say, I love my lingam, because there's a lot of yang energy in that lingam, and without that yang, you're not going to go out there and make miracles happen.
Yeah.
So if you want to keep creating miracles in your life, you want to love your lingam, say three things you love about yourself, and just keep it stepping.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, for real. You have a nice voice.
I appreciate that. Thank you. I definitely appreciate that.
All right, blessings.
There you go. Yes. Well, thanks for calling in. Hold the line.
I appreciate it.
Peace and love. That was beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, so many of you guys on the phone lines. Calling in from area code 203. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
I'm Norma.
Okay, greetings, Norma. You have a question for Reverend Goddess?
Actually, no, I don't. I just happened to tune into the show and was just listening to what she was discussing.
Okay.
So,
cool.
I just started to listen to the show. I came in late, so I don't even know what the topic is all about.
Okay, well, we're going to tell you. It's about sex and about self-love, all areas of your life, your family, your work, your relationships with your children, with a mate, with everything, just being in that place of love.
Okay. Wow. Mm-hmm. For me, I would say I love myself, but I find that I have a difficult time relating to my children, and also with people on my job. And I find that they're the one that have an issue with building a loving relationship or having a loving I'm not getting it right. I think I'm mixing up the job now. I'm going to leave the job by the side. But with my children, I definitely I love my children, but at times I find that I struggle with relating to them, or they understanding my love for them. Were you going to say something?
Yeah, well, I was going to ask you, are you know, I mean, I think we all have at times with our kids struggled with understanding each other's love, the way we love our kids, or the way they perceive us loving them. You know, I mean, I have the biggest problem is with my oldest, and she and I, you know, we just fought. Well, I don't call it a fight. She was yelling at me last week, and then the next day, you know, we're friends again. She's like, why is this over here? She says something to me. I'm like, Asha, you're the one doing this. I'm just over here. I'm just trying to hang on. You know, do I need a bulletproof vest or what? But I think that as our children grow and evolve and they have different ways of trying to figure out how they relate to the world, they energetically, they change their relationship with us. You know, and they have to. So I don't know, like, and then me, I the problem that I have with my kids is that I understand that change. So then oftentimes they think that I'm not, like, showing them so much support or anything. I'm like, no, this is your path. This is what you're doing. I'm here, you know. But they kind of, one child wants me just on her all the time, following her, what are you doing, where are you? And then the other one wants me to leave them alone. And I kind of try to balance that out. And I think that maybe you want to look at what is your relationship with your kids that you feel you're not giving them. Because maybe they're in a stage in their life where they need to start developing certain things on their own, or the communication is changing between you two because of their age. I'm not really sure. But I would want, I think as parents, we're responsible for helping our children evolve to a certain point to where then they are responsible for their own soul, their own spirit, their own bodies. And we can really struggle with that with our kids if we don't understand that process.
And I do agree with you, but what happens when you have a child that is just, has always been just a wayward child? And, it doesn't matter, you know, what you do, you know, the child is just strong-willed, and you just can't get to that child.
Yeah, I would totally... I hear you, and I know we struggle when our children are out there seemingly wild and we don't want anything bad to happen to them or anything. Depending on their age, I would say that the person is responsible for the things that they're doing, and they're spiritually responsible for their actions and physically responsible for their actions. So I wouldn't concern myself so much with trying to relate to the child and get the child to understand whatever it is we think we want the child to understand. Because oftentimes, I had this myself with my own mom. She would tell me something, and then she would say to me, you don't understand what I'm saying. And I said, no, Mom, I do understand what you're saying. I just don't agree with it. Okay, so if I tell you I understand, you think that means I'm going to do what you say. But I don't have to do what you say. I can understand what you're saying, but I'm still going to do what I think. When people understand each other, we tend to think that means that they're going to behave in the way that we think they should, because we want them safe, we want them loved, we want them happy, based on our own definition. But if a child is out there struggling or wild or whatever it is that we don't want for them because it challenges our fear or whatever it is, we still have to know that that person is responsible for their choices and actions, and we can't do anything about that except to be here if they need us in a way that makes us feel safe with them. I had a problem with one of my children, and they were kind of wild for a while, and I said, if you do this and you go out, you might end up dead or in jail. And if you end up in jail, you know what? You can't call me. I made that decision. I decided that I was not going to be involved with what this child was doing any longer. And I said that. And when I did that, I did not expect the change to happen like that. I didn't expect it. But that person, she stopped. Basically, she stopped. And I wasn't saying it for that reason. I was trying to make sure I could stay sane. So I think that we need to recognize that people are going to do what they want to do, and when there are children, these choices, based on their age, they're responsible for their own spiritual path and their own physical path.
You are so correct, and unfortunately, you sound like me. The conversation I had with one of my children, and that did not deter the child. And so the child did travel down that pathway, and it's as if, you know, I'm being punished, you know, for the outcome of the our action.
You're being punished for the outcome of their action.
Yes. I mean, the relationship there's just so much healing that needs to be done.
Right,
you know,
right.
Yeah.
It sounds like the child may have to grow before the healing can happen, but
No. I was just going to say, I apologize. I was going to say, I agree. I think both of you need to heal. And one of the best things and honest things that you can say to your child at this particular point is, how can I help you? And then respect what that answer is. If the answer is, just stay away from me, I want nothing to do with you, whatever that answer is, you respect that. You respect that from the child at this point, because they're no longer a child, correct?
Yes, you're correct.
Yeah, she's no longer a child.
No, and we have traveled down that pathway where I've made that decision, but there are other factors that, you know, is
there's
involved.
Always going to be, but here's the thing, there's always going to be other factors. That's why we call it family. That's why it's the most challenging soul group we'll ever enter into. But I want you to see this as an opportunity for you to grow and for her to grow, because your relationship has changed. It doesn't have to end, and this is what we're talking about here, but it has to change. It cannot stay the same. You guys cannot keep loving each other the way that you have loved each other. For most parents, when babies are born, what happens is we're connected through the umbilical cord, which is right there. That's right by the sacral chakra, right by the solar plexus chakra, right in that particular area there. And what happens is we forget a lot of times to move that energy to the place of our heart of unconditional love. And this is what the Reverend Goddess came on the show talking about moving this love to a universal level. Sometimes we think because they're our family that we have this undying commitment that we have to stay no matter what. And there are some truths in that, because it is a part of our choosing. But how that love is expressed and how we receive and give love to each other is really based upon our own free will. And so at this point, as a mother, because you've given all that you can give, and unfortunately it has held you in a place of being a hostage, just like your
yes.
child feels like you are making her a hostage. So you both are holding each other as prisoners of love. And so now it's time for you to really show unconditional love and be able to change the frequency, change the vibration, change the agreement about what this love means to both of you. And a simple way to open up that doorway and that energy, very simple, it can be done over the phone, it can be done in person, is to ask a simple question to your child.
You know, there's something I did years ago with my daughter when she was young. This might be something. You might even be able to visualize this if you can't physically be with your child that you're having this problem with. But there was a small period of my daughter's life where she was just a trouble. She was getting into arguments or fights in school. She was misbehaving at home. And it really bothered me. I couldn't figure out what was going on with her. And, I mean, this is before I stopped spanking. So I would give her a spanking. Stop it. And she's still doing whatever. So finally I just prayed to God, Goddess. I said, you know what? What do I do with this child? And I got the message, just show her love. So at that time I figured show her love was just to accept anything that was going on with her. So anytime she did anything, any misbehaving at all, I would just say to her, I love you. And I give her a hug, or I just say, I love you. And she'd go on about her business. And she was out there still causing a ruckus, out in the courtyard at our home and starting little fights with kids, and the kid came to my door, Arsha did this, she did that, and I look at her and I say, I love you, Arsha. and go on about my business. And then she'd be in the house doing something, and I'd say, I love you. And it was really hard for me. I even went into the bathroom one time. I remember sitting on the toilet crying because I wanted to beat her butt. And I'm like, show her love, show her love. And then one day, I'm in the kitchen doing dishes or something, and she comes in to me, and she says, Mom, I figured something out. And I said, what? I said, I figured out why you've been acting this way towards me. I'm like, what are you talking about? She goes, I figured out that you love me no matter what.
Wow.
And that was it.
Mm-hmm.
That's powerful.
No matter what. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it.
Yeah.
I would say I probably went through that, honestly, for about 3 months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Well, and that is beautiful. I think it's very, very powerful. I think it's powerful. It's definitely something you can try, you know, because you're carrying a lot of anger and a lot of guilt, and your child is carrying, which is, we're calling her a child, but she's an adult, is carrying a lot of anger and a lot of guilt.
Whoa, wow.
As well.
Yeah.
And so this requires, you know, you to really release this energy, because you can't make up for things that happen. And you can't keep letting her hold hostage for that. Acknowledge, show the love, and move on. Ask, how can I help you now? What can I do to support you now? What can I do to be there for you now? And whatever that answer is, respect it. Just accept it. Because now you're forcing your will, and you're losing a lot of your life force energy. It's
right.
Pouring out of you. And that's not healthy at all.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in. A beautiful reflection there. Thank you. Peace and love. Hold on. Beautiful reflection for all of us there. That was really beautiful. We're going to keep going because you guys have lots of questions for the Reverend Goddess Charmaine. Press 1 once you get on the phone lines. And I know this is. I just want to thank you guys for showing up, even though some of you are like, oh, I don't know what I'm here for, but I'm here. It's okay. It's all about self-love tonight, and that's what we're doing here live in the remix. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 661. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Hello. Yes.
Greetings.
Hello.
Yes, we
Hi.
Can hear you. Hi. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Faye.
Faye, greetings, Faye. Where are you calling from?
Oh, my gosh, hello. So it's Faye Jones from England.
Okay, and what time is it for Faye?
I have no idea. No, it's 4:45. I'm really excited again. sorry, I just wanted to say I love you guys. Thank you so much, Miss Blue. Thank you, Goddess. I can't remember your name, but Goddess, I love your voice. Your voice is amazing. Yeah, so just thank you very much. I don't know what, I've got so many things to ask you, but I'm going to calm down now. I'm going to try and calm down and ask you them. Right, and there was a lady that spoke a few moments ago, and she spoke about having abuse. I think it was 3 callers before, and she talks about, I can't remember exactly what she talks about, but what I want to ask is, basically, I'm not too sure whether this happened or not, but I think somebody I know drugged my drink. So I really want to find out whether that happened or not, because I had to go to the police, but I went, like, 5 months ago, and for some reason they haven't got back to me. So I want to know whether that happened or not, really. I don't know if you can help me with that.
Is she asking Miss Blue for a reading, or?
Yeah, sorry, I know it's kind of abstract, sorry.
I mean,
well, I want to hear you as well, because I'm
Here's what I would love for you to do, and we'll take that question. I know that that is your concern, but it's not so much just about somebody drugging your drink. I want you to talk about the real issue, because you have Reverend Goddess Charmaine online, and this has a lot to do with sexual healing and energy. So let's talk about the essence of what's really behind why you're concerned that someone may or may not have put something into your drink.
That's interesting. What do you mean? The real essence.
Yeah.
Like what happened?
What happened? They put something in your drink and you believe they took advantage of you?
No, well, basically what happened is that somebody I work with, we had an argument, and they're a misogynist, and they've liked me for a little while, and they were upset by something that I said, and they pretended that they weren't mad at me, and they kind of premeditated what they were going to do, and then there was 10 hours where I can't remember anything at all, and instinctually I feel like something went wrong, something happened, but I have no evidence. So it's really bothering me, and I have to work with them every time.
What do you feel they did to you, Faye?
Sorry?
What do you feel they did to you?
I don't know. I feel like something happened that shouldn't have happened, in all honesty. And it's been bothering me since September. And
you know,
whenever I go...
And it's, mm-hmm. Do you mean sexual as well, or do you mean
yes.
like a
yes.
mean sexual?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And do you also have any, in addition to sexual, was there any physical violence, like any beating, anything like
no,
that?
No, there wasn't any beatings or anything like that.
Okay.
Literally, I can't remember anything for 10 hours.
Okay.
And that's not normal for me. So,
and this has never happened to you before?
All I can say is that instinctually I feel like something's happened, and I know, but I don't know, and I just want to know whether it happened or not, and it's kind of driving me a little bit loopy, because I have to work with this person. Every time I do a gig, I have to see them, and it's plagued my mind, and I have no evidence as yet, because the DNA has not come back.
Uh-huh. Okay, so you're dealing with some PTSD.
That makes sense.
Right, and you have trauma when you see the person and you don't know what's going on because your body is kind of reacting to something that you're not sure what's happening.
Right. And let me ask her, did you say the DNA test has not come back? Did she say that?
Yes.
Okay, so that means she did some sort of rape kit.
Yeah.
Okay, her call dropped.
And it's been five months. Okay, I called you out. Okay.
Yeah. We're gonna hold that thought. That's a juicy one.
Yes, baby.
That's a juicy one. It's a lot going on, a lot of energy there. When I say juicy, I'm talking about sacral chakra, because that's the area that's being impacted here. Mm-hmm. We'll see if Miss Faye can get on the line and go to the next caller. All right. So we're going to go to the next caller. Bless her. We're going to go calling from Ithaca. Looks like 908. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Greetings, this is Key from Jersey.
Okay, greetings, Key from Jersey. Got a question for the Reverend Goddess Charmaine?
I sure do. Hi, Reverend Goddess.
Hello.
So I'm at a point where I'm like letting go of pain and fear and striving to accept me and, you know, my beauty and everything that I have to offer. So I was wondering if you have, like, any type of rituals that I could do to connect with this accepting energy.
Okay. You said something in the beginning, letting go. And I think that, so what's going on is that you're letting go and you're really embracing yourself, but then you have old thoughts or feelings that come up to say, you know, you're not free.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. More so to do with family.
Okay. I would give you this affirmation. Actually, I don't know if I really want to call it an affirmation, but I would call it a statement to acknowledge your growth. And this is something that was major, major, major for me. So I'm just telling you. I mean, listen, everything that I do, everything that I teach, I've done it. Okay, so I don't want anybody to think, you know, she's talking out of her ass or out of her pussy or out of her crown chakra because she's full of herself. I'm telling you, I've been to work.
Okay,
I'm telling you, I've been to work. Yeah, so thank goddess. Anyway, this is really something that has really helped me and deal with so many wounds. The danger's gone. I get it. I can handle it now. That was a statement that helped me, that I received in a therapy process I went through. It was major for me, and whenever I would be triggered by a false thought or a thought that no longer served, it was coming from wounds. So I would say I would be conscious. There's that trigger. There it is again. That's that lie. So I would say to myself, the danger's gone. I get it. I can handle it now. Now, that's one thing you want to be able to put in your toolkit, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then you want to get into a place of what kind of ritual. I love fire. I do a lot of burning ceremonies. My husband and I do lots of burning ceremonies. And, I mean, I've done all kinds of rituals. I mean, I do rituals with my body, with my blood. You know, I'm in premenopause, so I don't get my period every month anymore, Ms. Blue. I'm tripping on that. But so my husband wrote me a love letter. He's like, I really love your monthly, so let's just celebrate it until we don't have it anymore. I'm like, oh, thank you for understanding.
Aww.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
But that's something else that I've done. When we have our cycle, our body knows everything that's going on with us. So when my blood would come, I would take some of it and use it to help me to release what is releasing in my body now. May I also use it to release what no longer serves me. I mean, these are real deep rituals. If you want to get into DNA and blood and psychic cords, you want to use your body. If you're willing to go there, I'm telling you, you can. It's amazing the magic that we can create in our bodies.
That's
for ourselves, to release ourselves from bondage. And you want to understand, if this thing is ongoing and keep coming back in my life, this is a bondage. This doesn't belong here. You know, the danger is gone. So I would say those are the kind of rituals you want to look at. You want to say, okay, if you get your monthly, you take some of your blood, and you just, you know, write out what it is that you're letting go of, and then use your blood and pour it over that and then burn it. You know, thank the body for being able to release what doesn't serve you anymore through your blood and then take some and pour it into the earth, you know. Or simply you can do a simple burning ritual where you're writing out what no longer serves and what you're letting go of and draw an X through it and then burn it, you know. But if you can get into fluids and you feel okay with that, you can embrace the power of your body, I would really go there. You know.
Okay, but I need to know, sorry if this is too graphic, but how do you
catch
get it
mind?
Out?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm glad you asked the question. Thank
Good
you.
Good question,
What I normally do is I put a tampon in. When it's full, I pull it out, and I squeeze the blood right into a cup.
Okay.
Some people also do this. They take a tampon, and when they pull it out, they put it into a bowl of spring water and let the blood soak into the bowl of spring water.
Okay.
I use pure blood, but you can also put it into a bowl of spring water. But it is still, like, that's the easiest way to catch your blood is through a tampon.
Got it. Okay, thank
and
you
let
so
us know
much.
How you do. You're welcome.
Okay.
God's blessings.
All right.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night. Beautiful. We're going to go back. I believe Faye is calling back in from England. Let's see. Greetings, Faye. Are you there?
Thank you so much. Can you hear me?
We can.
Oh, thank you for, you know, answering the phone for me. I appreciate it. Sorry, I don't know what happened, actually. So thank you. I'm very nervous for some reason, so forgive me. So I can't remember what I was saying, but I just really want... It's been really bothering me, even though I laugh and, you know, what have you.
The question, Faye, and we'll pick back up where you left off and the Reverend Goddess was speaking to you, but I was asking, you did a DNA rape kit?
Yes, I did, yeah.
Okay. That's all I wanted to know. Yes, and then... The Reverend got
she's experiencing, we were talking about PTSD and ongoing trauma when she's seeing this person. So her body spirit is resonating, is trying to give her a message that she can't get factual proof about, so she doesn't feel clean.
And no,
that's
I don't.
Yeah, so you don't have a logical reason to maybe get rid of this person, I hate this person or whatever, but your body is telling you something else.
I want to kill them, actually.
Yes.
I'm very angry because I, even though I have no evidence, I know that something went on.
Yes.
I know that instinctually I know that it is.
Yes.
And I feel like I'm going mad.
Yes, yeah. This is a really tough spot that you're in, and I would, have you been able to do any self-love or masturbation for yourself? Do you have a sex drive?
No, I have no sex drive. Actually, it's good, thank you for asking that. I haven't, even before this happened, I've had a low sex drive. I don't have regular periods. I don't really have a sex drive. If I'm honest, I have a period about twice a year. You know, I'm 40, but I don't look 40. I look like I'm in my late 20s. I don't know, she says, but no, but seriously, I don't really have periods. And I don't know whether that's to do with the fact that I have fibroids. I'm not too sure. But... or maybe my relationship, I'm not too sure. But since this has happened, I was really interested in the fact that you said self-love and the ritual of self-love. That's really interesting to me because when I do masturbate, I try to use my masturbation to manifest things.
Yes.
It's normally money, actually, I have to say. But I'm interested in what you're talking about, how I can heal myself with that.
Yeah. You know, I wanted to just tell you a little something, and then I think the same story I gave the other woman about the same story, the same exercise as far as self-love, and can you have an orgasm? Can you come? When you masturbate, can you come?
Yes.
Okay. I'm so glad to hear that.
It's not as hard as you used to, I have to say. Well, but anyway.
So, I mean, that's very good because, you know, experiencing a lot of these kind of traumas in our bodies, women shut down. And then we hold on to anger and hurt, and then our heart chakra shuts down. If our heart chakra shuts down, we're never going to get to our pussy, or we're not going to get to our clit. And then if we do get to our clit...
I love the way you speak. Sorry.
Thank you. And if we get to our clit, our pussy, without our heart, then we really become angry. It's like we grow teeth inside of ourselves. It's like we don't need to go there.
I get kind of frustrated because it's not the way it used to be. I'm very angry.
Yes. You know, okay. So I would tell you this much. First, you want to just start to take responsibility for yourself until you get whatever manifested proof you need regarding the situation. You need to just keep taking care of yourself. And I would say this. You want to write this person's name down on a piece of paper. Put that in a circle. Put it in a circle and then scratch it up.
I've done it.
You've done it. Okay. You got to just keep, you know, and I'm not talking, now listen, everyone that's listening. I'm not telling her to put a curse on this person, to send negative energy to that person.
That's right.
I'm telling
not
her to protect herself, to protect herself, to protect her mind so she doesn't keep going crazy. She's taking responsibility for herself. This is called self-love. So with that activity, you do that as often as you need to. You need to tend to yourself because no one else can. you know?
Yeah.
And I got to tell you something. One time when I was studying hypnosis a long time ago, in a practice session, the teacher took me under and regressed me to a time when I was very young, and I saw that I was molested. And I didn't know about this.
Oh, wow.
And I called my mom. I said, Mom, did something happen to me when I was a little girl, like two? She said, no. I said, okay. I'm telling you for real, for 4 years, this bothered me. I thought I was crazy. It felt so real. I couldn't figure out what was wrong with me. Why am I having this weird feeling that something happened to me as a little girl? One day, I had a dream and woke up with the man's name on my lips. I called my mom and said, Mom, do you know this, remember this person? And I said the name, and then she said, yes, it happened. And I said, what? What do you mean? I asked you about this years ago, and you told me no. And she said, well, I thought if I said no, you would forget about it and let it go. I said, but I thought I was crazy. I thought I was crazy. Why wouldn't you just tell me? And I'm telling you, just keep doing what you've got to do for yourself, because the truth will come out when it's time and when you are able to handle it. I would say protect yourself in the way that we're talking, and if you have to still be around this person, there's got to be some growth in it for you. Right.
But there is a growth because in the sense that, you know, he tried to, because I'm a quite strong person physically, and he's such a weak man that the only way that he could get his, you know, whatever, was to do that to me. He couldn't do it in any other way because I'm rocking his wrath.
Right.
So he had to do it in that way. But for me, it's kind of the not knowing. In a way, I wouldn't rather, you know, to be done it while I was awake, but it's not knowing because I have to see him every time I do a gig, and it's, you know, it's not, it's like, you know, he's around me, but he makes my skin crawl, whereas before, me and him were friends, well, I thought we were friends, but, I just want to know one way or the other, you know, one way or the other, really. And sometimes I think that have I imagined it? Am I being paranoid or what have you? So I just want to know whether he has done it or not, really, because the, you know, the cops are not doing nothing. It's happened in September, and now it's nearly March. It is March, isn't it now? Yeah. So.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they're doing, but, you know, so, yeah, that was one of the things. So what you're telling me to do is, like, draw his name, put a circle around it, and try and forgive him. But in relation to the masturbation...
I'm not talking about forgiving. I'm not talking about forgiving. I'm talking about protection for you so that your mind doesn't go crazy.
Yes.
So you say that you know something happened, you don't have the information you need that's materialized, so right now... I'm telling you just to keep doing the rituals of protection. I'm not talking about forgiveness. Forgiveness can happen in a way that you, whatever. I'm talking about just protecting your mind. I'm just
not a fan sometimes of forgiving certain things. Really, there is no need. So I would say exactly what the Reverend Goddess is saying. This is not about you forgiving, because at this point you don't even know what you're forgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Really.
Yeah.
It's not even necessary. Yeah. It's about you sort of getting yourself in that place of where you can be in a place of harmony. I will tell you this, because it's been a couple of months and you did get the results back from the DNA rape kit already. You don't have to disclose this here. I'm just telling you what I see here, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And so those results are in exclusive. They're not coming out be enough to say that this person did anything to you.
Oh, no, I haven't got anything back for them. They were supposed to come back in December, but they rang me up and told me, I'm sorry, but I don't know why it's taking so long. So
okay.
They told me back in January. Sorry.
So hold that thought, but this is what I want you to know. It really doesn't matter about the results. And let me tell you why, because it's real to you. So you have to really begin to heal yourself. The results is not going to make a difference for you. It's not.
No.
Because in your mind and you feel that you know that this happened. So information that the Reverend Goddess gave you, how to protect yourself, how to stop your mind from going in the circle, is where your focus should be. Because regardless of what the police tell you, regardless of what he says, you're not going to know that. That's not going to know that to be your truth.
Yeah. Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
How do I deal with his, when I have to be around him? What can I do when I'm around him, like, you know, when I'm on gigs and stuff?
Here's the first thing. You're going to do the steps that the Reverend Goddess gave, because that's going to be sort of that shield to really help you protect you. The thing about it is the type of work that you do, and when you have to be around, you should be more careful for yourself. This has put you in a better position than before, that you know you just don't leave drinks around, or that you just don't take drinks from anybody, friend or no one else. Not to be in a state of panic, but because of that environment. You understand? Because before that drink got to you, it went through about four people's hands. From the bartender to the waiter to him to you. So who knows what happened walking around passing a drink? It's just not good to do. So really begin to get your healing together and really begin to just start that process. Start with those things that the Reverend God has told you, because that's going to help you. If you have to see this person, I agree 100% that there is still some learning there. But the learning has nothing to do with him. It really is about you and how you're going to process this.
And when you're out and you're going to work and you see this person, in addition to doing the circle ritual, and then when you do self-love, go into the orgasmic spirit and say...
What's the ritual again, please? Sorry, clarify that for me again, please.
When you self-love, when you masturbate and you have an orgasm, just go into your body while you're buzzing from the orgasm and say, what do you want me to know? So your body can give you more clarity and understanding of what it has gone through. Okay?
Yeah.
And when you go to work and you have a gig and you see this person... just say to yourself, like I told the other person, the danger's gone.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
I get it. I can handle it now. The danger's gone. I get it. I can handle it now. We have to take back our power.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if you're doing the other rituals, you'll be able to not be too stressed when this motherfucker is around you.
Yeah.
Say, excuse me. I don't want this line.
That's right. And here's
what I don't mean to do. If my colleague come out, if my colleague comes out,
because
blue.
No. The whole thing about it is, this wasn't a person you'd see. This is why we have to have authentic relationships, because you never really cared for this person's disposition anyway. And I'm just not a fan of keeping people who have hidden fucked up agendas around me. See, because they will do shit to you. People who are distant from you cannot.
I had no idea. I thought he was cool, though.
No.
You know what I mean?
No. Less you talking to Miss Blue. You knew deep down inside that he has some real strong hate issues against women. I don't care how cool you thought he fucking was.
Knew
that.
No, I did know that. But I did know that, but it was too fucking late, man. It was too late. For me to digest it. When I realized it, sorry.
So
I'm just makes me so angry. Right, you're right, yeah.
This is, again, about being inside your body and learning how to trust your intuition and know that 100%. Because a big part of you is not aware of what it feels like to be in your body. And see, our minds will trick us every time. You have to be able to go to that centered space within yourself. And whether it's through using your sexual energy or just getting that quiet space of meditation, taking some time to go within your body and know what that is saying, the higher part of you, and trusting that, knowing that and trusting that, that is your best protection for yourself, your best healing. So that's what we're telling you here, because you already knew a lot of what you know now, and that is not to say that you did anything wrong. So I don't want you to get that twisted, but I do want you to know.
I didn't do anything wrong. He's a mad motherfucker.
Well, but the fact is, he was a mad motherfucker when you were smiling in his face.
Yeah, when I thought he was a decent human being, and he was just gentle.
No. You knew.
Yeah, we have a lot of creatures around us trying to wearing a mask.
I have to say, I genuinely, hand in my heart, when I first met him, I thought that he was just a lonely. I'm being honest. Listen, please. I genuinely thought that he was a lonely, sad person who had anger issues about being short and ugly.
You thought you could heal him.
No, I thought that he wouldn't be a threat in the slightest. In the slightest. So that's what upset me the most, because even though we had an argument about the fact that, white guys or guys go to Africa and try to sleep with girls for £9, that was the argument that we had that spurred this all off. He was upset because I was angry of the disgrace that people go over there and use people in, Kenya. And we had this massive argument, and he was so upset because I put him in his place. And I said to him, what the fuck are you going to do about it? He deliberately, because he knew he couldn't physically do anything to me. The only way that he'd get anything over me is by drugging my drink, because I would fuck him up, excuse my language, physically I could fuck him up, but if he drugged me, then I wouldn't be able to do nothing about it. Do you understand?
Hold on, Faye. Listen, thank you for the explanation. What I want to leave you with, what I left you with, is that if you know somebody is angry, if you know someone has issues, and you decide to befriend them, then you are opening yourself up to a whole lot of things. So, again...
No, but I didn't befriend them. They're just in my band.
In your band, but there's still that line. But I think that what's important is you said something really powerful. You said you knew he was a short, angry, ugly person. But you thought he was really nice. I have had friendships with people that there were red flags all over the place, but because of association, I've allowed myself to go into the den.
Exactly.
Then I get my ass bit, and I'm like, what the hell was that? And then I say, you know what? I knew I wasn't supposed to be friends with that person. Here's my lesson. It's okay.
That's right.
This is all part of the world.
You're right. I appreciate what you're both saying, but he wasn't my friend. He was just an associate that I worked with.
Beautiful. Yeah. Here's what I tell you. Don't let associates have that kind of power that they can put you in a position where you compromise. Because an associate is not going to bring me a fucking drink. I'm sorry. When I know you're angry. Not when I know you're angry and you're short and we just had an argument. So mind your gate.
If
it was 20 years later, you're still
there
not going to
Right.
It doesn't matter.
So just stay with the exercises and the homework, and then later on, let us know how you're doing.
Yes.
Okay.
You're welcome. Peace and love and healing to you.
Can I do a sigil?
A sigil?
Circle is a sigil. That is it. You are doing one. But you can incorporate whatever you like. You can incorporate.
Your intention. Yeah, that's fine.
You sure can.
Okay. Thank you, Miss Blue. Thank you, lovely lady with the sexy voice.
Right.
I've forgotten your name.
The Reverend Goddess Charmaine. So peace and love to you.
Thank you, Miss Blue. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
All right, bye-bye.
Yes, yes. Boy, that self-love is something else. That self-love is, you guys. It's just so important that we do learn how to have self-love with ourselves, because a lot of things that we do open ourselves up to is because we don't have that love for ourselves, and we don't know what it feels like. And so we compromise or put ourselves in compromising positions when there's absolutely no need. No need. Yeah. Yeah. Needed to be said. It's a lot of young girls out there listening. You just simply, if someone gives you a bad vibe, it doesn't make them a bad person, but it doesn't mean that you go out of your way to allow that person to come into your cipher either. It just doesn't.
It's like the body spirit is trying to speak.
Yes. It's saying, don't do that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Beautiful. We need to take a lesson from babies. Because babies is going to let you know when they're picking up something that ain't right. They're going to cry and say they don't want to go to that person. It doesn't make them
yeah.
a bad person. It just means their energy right now is not in harmony. Not in harmony.
Yeah.
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 So we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 786. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, how are you?
Greetings, who's on the line?
This is Gypsy. How is everybody doing today?
Wonderful.
Cool.
Where are you calling from, Gypsy?
Calling from Miami. Beautiful Miami. I wish I could feel as like tropic as they portray this place to be, but that's actually one of the reasons why I'm calling.
Okay, you got a question for the Reverend Goddess?
I do. It's kind of like a two-sided question. I wanted to give you like a little briefing about me, and it's not so much of me really needing any type of advice and response. It's more so hoping that I could have gotten some type of reading off of what you feel, off of my energy and what I'm about to share with you.
Okay.
First off, I got a lot of what I needed or could kind of apply a lot of what I was going to ask you just from listening to a lot of the other callers, from the family experience with, you know, being able to branch off and being liberated with the Thanksgiving call to learning more about myself on that, because I'm young, but at the same time I'm branching off and having a family of my own. But I've also always felt like, more so like the sacrificial lamb for my family. Like, it's always when something drastic is going on with me that they feel the need to really get together. And also like me just kind of being the black sheep. And with that being said, it's kind of getting down to the wire where I feel like a lot of things are breaking through. You know, I pay a lot of attention to my zodiac sign, which is a Pisces, and you know, it's kind of like the era of Pisces right now. And it's like my birthday is coming up. My son's birthday is a couple of days before mine. And I'm throwing like a little birthday bash for him. But for the last couple of years, it seemed like it always was something that happened that caused me to have to be incarcerated for my son's birthday and my birthday. So this year I'm kind of going all out. And as far as, like, my partner is concerned, I had an experience where I kind of felt like way back when with my first son, his father got incarcerated for two life sentences, and that's around the time when I started having problems with the law. So it kind of almost feel like it was, like, some type of bad energy that rubbed off on me and is stopping me from obtaining all of my aspirations the way I would really want to. You know, they say Pisces, especially women, the older they get, the more confident they get and whatnot. You know, I have my dreads, so I definitely would not consider myself to be an indecisive person. When I know what I want, I go for it. And the older I'm getting, I'm learning more how to be comfortable in my own skin and be more liberated and outspoken. But at the same time, it's still a need in me, I guess, that charismatic or intuitive motherly side of me that wants to please everybody and come hold hands and kumbaya. And it's just seeming like it's becoming a little draining. And it almost feels like I'm at that period in my life where it's like a calm before a hurricane, because this is like almost the longest I've went without actually avoiding any major trouble. And even with that phone call where you were saying, you know, sometimes you need to say that, you know, I've experienced the danger, I get it, and I'm moving on past it. Like, I've even tried those type of affirmations, but it just seems like sometimes it's unavoidable. Like, it's something I have to learn. Or once again, it goes back to my family with me being the sacrificial lamb. Like, you know how they say sometimes, you know, the universe puts things in your lap because you're strong enough to handle it, to even teach the people around you a lesson. But I'm kind of getting drained with being the sacrificial and lesson lamb for everybody else, just so everybody can finally get their lives together that's around me, you know?
Yeah. You, what's your name again? Gypsy? What's your name?
Yeah, Gypsy.
Yeah, I like that. That's sexy.
Thank you.
Yeah, I would say, first off, you have your story clear. You have explained yourself, and I merged with you when you asked us to resonate with your energy. And the place I feel that's blocked or cracked, I would say more, not even blocked, but cracked, is your second chakra, which is about your power. You said a couple of things, and you have owned it, so this is why the story has to change. Sacrificial lamb, like, you've taken on the karmic debt of your family, and now you have to let that go. You have owned that. You keep saying it over and over again. So you need to release that. And it is in your second chakra, so we're talking about power and control. So you need, you know you're a powerful person, but at the same time, you're dealing with power and control with others. So you need to release that. And you said before, when I said the statement of the danger is gone, I get it, I can handle it now, you said I've experienced the danger. So that's very powerful what you're saying, you know. It's like, yeah, I've experienced the danger. So in a way, you keep calling it back. I said the danger is gone. And I want you to just remember that. The danger is gone. Not I've experienced the danger and I can handle it now. It's the danger is gone. It's very clear in the way that we speak through our body spirit. So it sounds to me that you're dealing with a clear drama, a programming of your life's drama, that story has to end. You need to bury it. You need to burn it. You need to let that go and then speak the new story for yourself and your children so that you don't have the karmic debt anymore that you sounds like you have paid. You're saying you feel like you've paid it and you're done now, but you don't know how to break that, you know, that bank account or whatever it is, spiritual bank account.
Right.
You hear what
I'm
saying?
I understand that, too. Sometimes I need somebody around me that can help me catch that. Like you said, sometimes it has a lot to do with my word, and I'm trying to break it and catch a new rhythm and just a new type of environment and just waking up and being able to say my affirmations correctly. I was aware of that, too. I was like, I'm doing something wrong. Something is not clicking. My intentions are right. I'm not the dullest bulb in the pack. So I clearly can understand and like, you know, actually catch myself before it happened. You know, I'm not saying I'm the smartest person, but, like, yeah, I always say, like, one of the problems, too, is, like, we're such in a world of technology nowadays, and, like, my mind kind of programs things like how you have an internet. You know how you could open up a whole bunch of windows at a time and don't have to go back to it for days? That's how my mind is, and I know I'm literally not meant or bred to work that way, but because of my ability to adapt, I've taken on that, like, mentality just to get through day to day and just be able to put on my armor and whatnot. But I think so fast, I speak incorrectly. You're right. I should say the danger is gone, but it's kind of like me just trying to hit all the major points real quick, like da-da-da-da-da, yet. This is usually what I say when I have time and I'm actually trying to go through my elements and my chakras and actually do things to burn off the negative energy and whatnot. I'm focused. I'm tunnel visioned out, and I could actually take my time to think how I want to word things, and even when I'm speaking to other people. But like you said, it'll be something just like that with a conversation where I'm just trying to vent real quick or get somebody else with a little bit more knowledge in that area of advice, and it'll come out a little wrong. And that's another problem I have. I'm always misread. Like, people see me, and because I'm finally more comfortable in my own skin with my style, with everything, like, they they misread me a lot until they actually get a chance to speak with me and talk to me and hear a little bit about my experiences. They're like, oh, well, that all makes sense now. I'm like, duh.
I would do some basic things of bringing in the color orange for power and control energies.
Wow, hold on, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. It's so ironic that you said that, because I just went and bought like some really bright orange shoes, and I've never done that before. I'm more like a neutral tone type of person, but when I tried them on, I was just like, wow. And it actually made me want to be like, yeah, I need to start bringing more orange into my life. But like I said, because I was incarcerated, it was like kind of a stigma against it. I was like, I just don't want to even see another piece of orange. So because
beautiful.
I did that, like I...
Right. I get you. I understand.
Beautiful. Really.
Yeah. And just staying with the, you know, the I would say a ending like a psychic cord disconnect, you know, and now you just create the DNA programming for yourself and your children, but no longer following through with the family or other past relationships that you've had, and that can be pretty intense. So I'm not really sure where to tell you to go with that, but you just need to have the consciousness that you do need to end that, because you have so much going on. I can't get a clear read on the kind of ritual to suggest to you. But staying with the orange for the second chakra and how you're giving out your energy, you need to not be in sin with that. So that means second chakra is also sexual energy, is how am I sharing myself sexually, giving myself to others sexually. So you need to be in alignment with who you're choosing to be share your sexual energy with if you are. And if you're not in alignment with that, you can't do it just for the hell of it. You really can't. You don't have the energy to spare. And then the psychic cord disconnect for the karmic debt that has been paid, you know. So that is something that you need to just place in your mind and let spirit work with you with that. I don't know a particular ritual for that, Ms. Blue. I don't know if you do, but I can't get a read on her for that.
I was about to say, you know, sometimes I do believe that it's a, you know, life is a positive and negative type of thing. It's a balance to everything, the yin and the yang. You know, especially with me being a Pisces, I own that, I live it. And, you know, right now, like I said, I do believe that a lot of positive is about to just rush into my life. But as far as what you were saying with my sensual energy and everything, my sexual drive and all that, it's that's another part that I'm kind of stuck in the balance between and probably need an affirmation for, because it's like, I do believe that burden that I take on for my family, as far as just trying to be the strength of it and kind of like, for lack of better words, just the backbone, or however you might want to say it. I do understand that time and era is coming to an end, because everybody in my family is pretty much having to branch off, whether they like it or not, and make their own family. But like I said, I also have another child, and I'm working things out with her father, and we're trying to be a family, and it seems like I'm pretty much done in that area too, as far as trying to be the downfall or the blame for a lot of the things that went wrong in our relationship, because things have gotten very extreme between us, like from loving very, very hard to damn near wanting to kill each other, honestly. But it's to the point where we're really trying to be civilized and work things out. And I don't know. Well, I do feel like still opening myself up to sexuality is right.
Yeah, you okay? So this is what's going on. All of this stuff that you're telling, it's like, let me ask you this: do you have time for self-love? Do you masturbate?
Yeah, I do. And sometimes that's what I'm saying. Sometimes it's even in his face.
But that's fine. But I'm talking about something that's important, because the way you talk, you have this ongoing loop that just knows what's going on and everything, and that's the karma. We need to let that go. And so what I want to do is the self-love ritual is stop, start, through the heart. So what I'd like you to do is the next time you self-love, I don't, if you do it in front of him or not, doesn't matter, but this is what you're going to do. You're going to pleasure yourself to the point when you feel like you're going to come, okay? But when you get to that place and you feel like you're going to come, I don't want you to come. I want you to resist coming, squeeze your PC muscle, and move your hands from your yoni, from your pussy, and crawl it up, drag it up into your heart, and try to connect to your heartbeat, and let that heat that you created in your pussy move into your heart. Because you need to connect your sex center to your heart. And then let the sensation to come, let it pass. And then do that again. And do that two or three times. And the third time, you can let yourself have your orgasm and just relax and be thankful for that orgasm. But you got to go through this cycle of connecting the sex center to your heart. Your first and second chakras are related to sex, family, power, control, money, karma, all that. And that's all you're talking about is first and second chakra shit. And you got to let that go. So just do that exercise. Trust what I'm telling you. Because you will be calling us back or emailing me and telling me, oh, God, this stuff works. Because our bodies are powerful. Your intention is to grow and be balanced. You want the balance, but you're not really talking the balance. I'm telling you, you're done. You're done paying back the karma. You're done. You've been on the cross. You're cut up. You're done. The family is good. They have to deal with whatever is left over. You have to deal with yourself and your kids and do that exercise, and then we'll talk next time I'm on Remix.
All right. Thank you so much. So pretty much just pleasure myself and get to the point where I can actually bring it up to my heart. Is there any affirmations verbally that I should be saying, or is it more just a spiritual connection?
I wouldn't give you an affirmation because you have a lot to say. So I want to take words away from you. What I would want to do is self-love to the point you feel like you're going to bust your nut. You're going to come so hard you want to scream and your head wants to twist, but you don't come. You stop it, you squeeze that PC muscle really tight, and you bring your hands to your heart. And then you let it like, oh, my God, and let it go to your heart. And let your heart burn with that passion, and then do it again. That's going to twist your eyes a little bit the first time you do it. But the love you give yourself and your body and connecting your sex center to your heart is something that no one else can give us. And once you do that, all the other stuff you're talking about is going to be easier to deal with. You got it going on. I'm telling you. You just got to bring it off of your shoulders and into your core. Into your core. You got a lot of information around your throat chakra and your head and stuff, but you got to bring it into the lower chakras, into the core, because that's actually what you're dealing with, but you're talking about it from up in your, you know, surface, and you got to get it into the core. So the stop-start to the heart is going to help balance you in the way that you began the conversation with balance. And then we're going to keep, well, you'll make miracles happen from that. And that's all you really need. And no words, because that's what you're used to. You don't need the words. You just need the energy.
Okay, thank
you
so much. I'll definitely stay tuned with you.
All right. Beautiful. Peace and blessings. Hold the line. We're going to continue. We're live in the Remix with the Reverend Goddess Charmaine, and taking your calls tonight. We're going to go to the next callers because there's a lot of you on the phone line, so we definitely want to try to get all of you. Don't forget to go over to the Reverend Goddess website, sign up for her newsletters, catch her show that is on Wednesday night, so you can just continue this self-healing, self-love, and just all of this energy that we're moving around here tonight. We're going to go to the next caller, calling in from area code. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're from. 216. We're going to come back to 216. We're going to go to the next caller, calling from area code 313. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Miss Blue, hello.
Yes. Hello. Greetings. Who's on the line?
This is Rochelle.
Okay. Greetings, Rochelle. You have a question for the Reverend Goddess?
Yes, I do, Reverend. I was calling because I'm in a relationship, and it's, the sex is really, really nice. But lately I've just been kind of getting afraid that something's going to happen like it always does, and, you know, the relationship is not going to go anywhere. And I'm just wondering, you know, maybe if you could feel in my spirit what is, you know, what is making me feel like this. Or, I don't know.
You said that you started to feel like something's going to go wrong like it always does?
Yeah.
So you've had this experience before. So you're talking about trauma.
Oh, okay.
And, I mean, I'm asking you, right? You've had this experience before where you think a relationship is going somewhere and then it ends?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So this sounds very much just like a wound from childhood or maybe from what you witnessed from the women around you. Do you have women that have healthy relationships with men in their lives?
Around me right now?
I mean, what you were raised with, what you see, your mom, your aunts, your cousins, your girlfriends, I mean, you know? Because you're talking as if you're waiting for something to happen to you that's happened over and over again.
Yeah. Well, my mom, they were married, you know, until they passed. They both, you know, my mother was married. And I don't have any sisters.
Because the way you were speaking was like, this is something that you've experienced before, and you're just waiting for it to drop.
Yeah.
So
it's like I'm 45, and I've never been married, but I've been with a lot of men, but it's never materialized into a lasting relationship. You know, the ultimate goal of getting married.
Okay, so your intention in getting involved with someone is because now at this point you want to be married and you wanted to be married before, but you get involved and then what happens? How does it? Is you're saying it like it always happens? So what happens? They just break up with you?
Yeah, we usually just break up.
Do you break up? Do they break up? What's the pattern?
Mostly they break up with me.
Okay.
Okay,
so you're dealing with worth issues.
Mm-hmm.
Like, did your mom have a really great relationship and you feel like you can't have that? I mean, you're talking basic psychological stuff. You're not even talking spiritual. I don't feel anything karmic on you. I feel like you're witnessing what's going on around you. Somewhere you gave yourself a message, and these are the habits that are happening in your relationships with men. Do you hear? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, do you I want you to understand what I'm saying because it's important. Because I can't. It's not like a spiritual thing that I feel. Even though spirit is consciousness, I'm thinking it's just a basic psychological programming you're dealing with.
Oh, okay.
You know, so I'm saying, where did you get the message?
I guess I would say, I could see how you could come to that conclusion there, you know, Reverend Goddess. I would say that they both kind of intertwine themselves, wouldn't you say?
Mm-hmm.
Because if she's manifest this within her spirit, it is spiritual now.
Right, because spirit is thought and action. Yeah.
Yeah.
So how do you, you know, I mean, I'm getting like this is more, I mean, to give an exercise for something like this that's just so psychological, it sounds like a wound. But I'm not, you know, she's saying her parents were together until they passed. So where is the message that she can't be married coming from? I'm not getting it like a past life. I'm not getting anything in her body spirit. So I'm just wondering.
Yeah.
But
well, I think it's a combination of all of those things. You know what I mean? And they can impact what you're saying. Your parents were married, but yet they were in a relationship and still very much alone. So I can definitely relate to the Reverend Goddess when she said about, like, where did you get this message? Because two people are together in a union, it doesn't mean they have a sacred union.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, so your parents were together, but even with your parents together, even though they had a great deal of respect for each other and a great deal of love, the passion that you're looking for. You didn't see that in your parents' relationship, did you?
Passion? No.
There it is. So this is about you having your expectation, and you get to have that, about what love means to you, what marriage means to you.
So what she's been doing is actually protecting herself all these years. She thinks she's not getting what she wants, but she doesn't want a loveless or lifeless marriage.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So in a way, you've been protecting yourself. You believe you want the marriage because that's our programming as little girls to be married one day. But at the same time, you're protecting yourself from not being in a loveless marriage. We're not saying, you know, let's honor each other as far as, we're not saying your parents had a loveless marriage, but people separate.
Right.
You know, and there's a, you know, so, I mean, that's another whole topic.
Right.
Ms. Blue, we have many things to talk about, Ms. Blue, for the rest of our time on Block Talk. But
yes.
you want to be able to, you caught that, right?
Yes.
But you want to be able to say, okay, I want you to look at what's been happening in your relationships with men has actually been a way for you to protect yourself. You're saying, yeah, they break up with you, but at the same time, there's a way that you're protecting yourself with these men leaving you that now you don't have to deal with the other part. You want to be married, but you also don't want to be hurt and left in a marriage. Because this felt so much like a psychological, you know, Ms. Blue, like I was saying, I didn't feel the spiritual aspect of it as far as unconscious healing. But I get the steps of the thinking of I'm not worthy to be married that you believe has gone on in your thinking. But really, that wasn't your original thought. Your first thought, the first 2-3 men that you were like, whew, I got out of that. They wanted to get married. I don't know about this marriage thing because you ain't going to be keeping me up in this house and controlling me and not telling me whatever was going on, you know. But now you're at a different place in your life, and that script is still playing out energetically. And now we have to change it.
So I like I said, I just, you know, I get scared. And I've been knowing this guy for years. We just got involved within the last 6 months. Been knowing him over 10 years. When we first met, we both were real successful, making a lot of money, and we somehow went different ways. And then now that we're back seeing each other again, it's like we both are like struggling financially, and just so many things have happened in our lives, but it still feels okay for now. And I'm just not sure. I guess I just am not sure.
Well, what you need to recognize is the pattern. Whose pattern? I think that since we're having the conversation, we're going to consider this your pattern, not his.
Okay.
So you need to take responsibility for the knowledge that you have. Is I refuse to go into the old programming that I'm not going to elevate this relationship and dance in every room with this man, including marriage. You know, dance in every room with this man, including marriage. That's what I'm talking about, is I want to be involved with this man in every aspect of my life, including marriage. So you want to just take the responsibility of making those choices for yourself. That's what you say. I embrace him and I bring him into my life, and I am choosing to dance with this man in every room in my life. Because this is the area that you have to take responsibility for, not him, you. So just let that be your language, not in fear, but in expectation and thanksgiving. You know, where, see, okay, in loving a man, let me tell you about men, just a little bit.
A little bit.
Men love to feel like they walk on air around us. Women have so much power in blessing a man.
Yeah.
I look at my husband, and he walks by me. I stop him. I kiss his dick. I say, baby, I love your lingam. He can go right on about his business. It takes me about 5 seconds.
Wow.
Men need to know that when they come in, it doesn't take us a lot of time. When women give their energy to anything for a couple of minutes, that's why we're goddesses. It is nurtured. The man's head needs to be big when he's around you. Not just his dick. but his head needs to be filled with the love and the honor that a woman has for him. And if your men are not feeling that, they ain't going to want to be around your ass. Is your man feeling honored and loved by you? Because once these men feel this way with us, they will do anything for us. Men love to take care of their women. Men will go to the ends of the earth to take care of their women. They want that. They want to be the caveman. They want the yang. They want to get on top of that horse and go to battle for their women. They just, it's in their bodies to do it. So if a man is walking away from a woman, there's something that you need to recognize. How am I honoring my man?
Right.
You know, I just want to give you that responsibility since you're having this conversation with me. I'm not perfect in the sense of whatever we think perfect is, but I am goddess.
Mm-hmm.
And when I fuck up and things are happening in a way that I don't like, I pray and I ask goddess, just give me one more chance. And I don't ask for a second chance.
Mm.
I ask for one more chance because I'm going to get this shit correct this time, and I am not going to have this problem again because I learned, because I know what I want. And I'm telling
right.
you, if you want to be married, if that's what you want, and you want to be married in a successful life with a man, you want to look at how am I honoring my man. I don't give a fuck what people think. Let me tell you something. I will get on my knees to my man to suck his dick. I will honor my man because what my man does for me is everything else. That's what goddess is about. Because when the stuff hits the fan, what's going to happen is the sacred masculine man is going to stand in front of that stuff that's hidden in front of his goddess. It happens every single time. But the beginning steps is for you to take responsibility for what you're saying and what you're thinking and how you're sharing that with your man. Don't give him that fear, because that fear doesn't have anything to do with him. That's your fear that came from something else, and that's done. You know what? Am I making sense?
Yes, you are.
I think I'm getting real because you sound like you've been struggling with this for a long time, and we don't have any more time for this. Nobody got no time for all that. Time to let it go. Yeah, time to let it. You're 45. You ain't got no time for that. When I was 45, I was doing rituals. I had 5 men come to my house and give me massages because I said, massage my body for my husband, and that's what they did. I was like, somebody got to help me because it wasn't going to be no woman giving me a massage for 90 minutes. I needed men energy in my body.
Exactly. Yeah, you're right. I have been struggling for a while, and I was like, okay, this is nice, but but I need to let all that go.
Yes. Let all that go, and to get into a place of goddess, get into a place of honoring the sacred masculine, honoring the man's body, honoring through the woman that you are as goddess, because women know how to take
back
care.
Sexually, I hold back a little sexually.
Don't
I scared. I'm like, oh, no. But whatever you want to do, I'm like, oh, I don't want to do that. Or, oh, I'm not into that.
Oh, no, you say no. I don't say no to nothing.
What he wanted to do, the anal, and I just was like, I ain't into that. So you have to...
You don't want to talk to me, Ms. Blue. She don't
want to
talk to me, do she?
Ms. Blue.
No, she don't. You don't.
She don't want to talk to me.
My
husband could put his body, before we were married, he could put his body in any part of my body, in my eyelid.
Whoa.
In my ear, in my nose, armpit, my ass, my pussy, my toe. Anywhere he wants. You know why? Because that's my... If he can make a new hole, he can make a new hole.
Okay.
I'm just saying. If you're going to give yourself, give yourself. If you're not going to give yourself, don't give yourself, because that person isn't worth it. If you don't give it, you don't give it, then don't do it. But if you're going to give it, give it. Because there ain't no shame. There ain't no shame in that.
That's right.
The shame is partial. Oh, I give you a little bit of this, what you're going to give me. I give you a little bit of that. What you're going to see? That's a game. That's nobody got time for that. Guys will walk away from a woman that's shifty like that. We don't want any of that. It's late. It's after midnight. I'm a little, you know, Ms. Blue. You got me here after midnight.
Hey,
I'm
it's the remix.
This.
It's the remix, babe. It's all good. It's the remix.
We never lie.
I'm just telling you. That's what you want to do. I tell you, it's so amazing. Our men are so beautiful. They just need to be told by the woman they're giving their dick to that they are. that we're not using them except when they want to be used.
Right.
You know? I'm telling you, he will love you if you honor him. Don't say no. I never say no to sex to my husband, ever. I mean, I'm making dinner. I'm washing dishes. This man is pulling up or pulling down. I'm like, okay, let me just take a moment because this is what it's all about anyway. I'm washing these dishes. I'm cooking dinner because of the sex we had last week or yesterday or this morning or last night. So anytime he wants sex, he's going to get it. That's the only reason it's happening. And women, we date, we have sex with our men, we get them, we get married, and then we stop the sex. What kind of craziness is that?
Yeah, that's crazy.
There should be more sex. So that none of that. Listen, anal, I understand. Astroglide gel. Breathe and release and let them try. Astroglide gel will save you, I'm telling you. It's very good. It lubricates. It's very nice. I'm just telling you, just, you know, you'd be surprised. I know you said no, but you might want to say yes. Okay, enough of that. You got it?
She there?
I don't know. I'm talking to somebody.
Yeah, she's there. I think she's been a little shocked there.
Well, you're going to be a little shocked with me. Don't say no to
that.
No,
not if she came to the man. She can't be shocked.
All right. Good. God is blessing. I hope that things work out.
Yes. Beautiful. 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 Hold the line. Hold the line. We're going to continue. I see all you guys on the line. I'm going to go to a call because I believe they are calling in from Skype. Last name, B-R-I-S-S. Greetings. You're live in the ring.
Hello?
Yes?
Hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Hi. My name's Nehemiah. Calling from the UK.
Wow. Hello.
Hi there.
Greetings from the UK.
I don't even have a question. I've just been listening. Hi, Charmaine. How you doing?
I'm great. Thank you for calling in.
Hi. Wow. I've been in a relationship for 2 years now. It started off as a long-distance relationship. And then I moved with my partner to their location. So I kind of left my family behind and friends and stuff. And I'm kind of 2 years later down the line, I'm kind of feeling like I'm lacking love in a sense, if that makes sense. I don't know.
You said you're lucky? What did you say?
I'm lacking love. Like I'm not feeling the love anymore, if you know what I mean.
Oh, you're not feeling the love anymore. Mm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
In the relationship.
Yeah, and I'm not feeling it from anyone around me because I'm away from my family and friends and stuff. So.
Yeah, you're alone.
Mm.
And what's your question?
How do I get myself feeling loved again? What's the best?
Now, the love that you're not feeling in the relationship, I would say, first off, if you moved, you must have felt it was the right thing for you to do.
Yeah, I did, but I feel like energetically we're not in the same place, and I don't know if it was a rush thing. You know, you meet someone, you're in that honeymoon stage, and it doesn't always last, does it? So, yeah.
Yes, I do. I understand that, you know. But you have moved, and so are you considering leaving?
No, I haven't really considered it, but it's playing around in my mind from time to time. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So before you go to that place, I would want to look at when we go into relationships with people. This is just a general thing that happens to us. Our
mm-hmm.
relationships, our primary relationships that are sexual,
mm-hmm.
is where we go to school spiritually.
Right.
That's what we learn. That's what we grow spiritually. That's the fastest way we get to ascension, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So when we go there, we're going to be challenged. Like I said earlier, family is like religion, tradition. it's a way that you do things. It's what we're used to. But spirituality is our own choice, our own relationship with God. God is all that is. The girlfriend that you move to is your spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
The family is religion, tradition. That's, if you go back there, that's going to be the same old thing it always was, which you can trust. You know the cycles. It's there. But this is your spirituality. So now you're challenged by your own faith. I chose to come out here. I'm not feeling the love anymore. I don't always feel the love in my spirituality either, but I continue my self-love practice with my rituals and my acts of power, even when I'm not feeling that good about myself, because this is my faith. So what I want to ask you is who you are as an individual, as a person, as a man, with the choices that you made, you want to be in alignment with that. I chose to come out here because I felt that I was in love with this woman and I wanted to show her I'm going to show up for her. As long as you feel in alignment with that choice, whatever her actions are, you don't have anything to do with. That's her own karma.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can be clear about that, the love that you think you lost, you didn't. It's still in you.
Yeah.
You can have that for yourself, and then you can make clear decisions about whether to stay or to go. But I want you to understand, you're in spiritual growth.
Okay.
Okay, you're in growth. Because this is major what you've done. But we can't make the other people always responsible for the way we feel about ourselves. It's our development because of the primary relationships. That's what's so amazing about sex and spirit, because sexual energy is life force. We feed each other. We nurture each other off of it. But at the same time, we have our own relationship with it as well, which is why self-love, masturbation is so important. Rituals are so important when we're dealing with the heat in our bodies, you know? So
And what do you think, like, because I don't do a lot of self-love because I'm in a relationship. I feel it's not right, but is it? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, when you're in a relationship, you probably need it just more.
Really?
Because, yeah, well, let me tell you, honestly, self-love is very important when you're in a relationship. I would say even more than when you're single, simply because of the fact that we can lose ourselves in the other person and we can't get a sense of who we are. We become the coupleship rather than this person whole with this person who is whole.
Mm-hmm.
But we become the coupleship energy and we lose our sense of self in the coupleship vibration. So, and it feels so good when we first lose ourselves, but then when you have to get to the balance part of the relationship, you don't know where you are.
Yeah.
So you're not taking anything away from your relationship when you self-love.
Mm-hmm.
And I would even support you in self-loving without even ejaculating.
Yeah.
Just recycling the energy in your body, so when you do make love with your woman, you give her even more of your ejaculation, more gift, more potency. That's, I mean, it's powerful when you can do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And it's like when we first met, there was a lot of coincidences, a lot of spiritual things around us when we met, kind of thing.
Yeah.
And that's all kind of disappeared now because I don't know if it's because that's something, I don't know if I was part of the honeymoon stage or not, but all those kind of spiritual pointers are kind of gone now. If you know what I mean? If that makes sense.
Yes, I know what you mean. But listen, you can't be so spiritual that you know earthly good. So if you felt that you were so spiritual in the beginning, maybe you need to deal with the practical life of living.
Right.
Now you're here physically together. How are we going to eat every day? How are we going to pay our bills? How are we going to do this? How are we going to function as a couple practically? And then the spiritual elements, the bliss can come back in. You keep calling it honeymoon stage like the honeymoon stage is gone.
How do you bring that back? Do you know what I mean? How do you bring...
No, you don't want to bring back the honeymoon stage because honeymoon is really about, oh, this person is going to save me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to save this person. It's honeymoon. It feels so good. Honeymoon is just a nice, you know, drug.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It helps us to see beyond the veil, you know, and then we connect. But when you get to the place that we're connected now and now we're dealing with learning how to live together, then you really look at, are we compatible?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And if we are compatible, we get beyond the honeymoon stage. We learn how to live together spiritually, sexually, practically. And then that next stage is even more bliss.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to get through it. If you can let yourself say, I did choose to come here. I wanted to be here. This is who I am as a man. This is in alignment with who I say I want to be. And then be there and let yourself deal with that. and then see if it'll shift itself. And then if it doesn't shift itself, but you can say, I did this authentically for who I am, you can leave with your whole body and spirit intact.
Right.
But not because she didn't give you enough of this and she didn't give you enough of that. But you want to make sure that you are present and loving yourself. And I would totally get into your self-love. You can't, I would say not ejaculate every time you self-love, okay? But I would totally say self-love. And recycle the energy, the stop start to the heart. I gave the other woman exercise. Men do it too.
Mm-hmm.
And self love to the point where you feel like you're going to come, but don't bring it to your heart, and then let the sensation pass, and then do it again. And then if you choose to ejaculate, bless your seed. You know, say I great goddess, please receive my offering, or say I bless my seed. That way, you give that energy that you just put out. You give it acknowledgement.
Mm-hmm.
And that way your body energy, your body spirit physically feels the power of what you share. So when you do make love with your woman, you give her even more of your presence, not just the goal of sex and ejaculating, but the presence of your being. Mm-hmm. And if there's nothing there from that point, then she was just here for this time. She's a season, you know, but not a lifetime.
I understand.
But there's no shame in that. That's all good. It's fine.
Okay. All right, that was great. Thank you.
You're welcome. God is blessing.
Okay, blessings to you. Thank you.
All right. Getting lots of questions in the chat room here. Hopefully, guys can hear me okay. I'm kind of going a little in and out, so I was over here. I'm going to keep going to the phone line. Still have about 24 minutes left to go in the forum with Rev. Goddess Charmaine. Always a pleasure to have her drop by the remix. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from code 919, you're live in the mix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello,
I'm sorry. Greetings. We didn't hear you. Greetings. Who's on the line?
Yes, hello? Can you hear me?
Hi.
Hi.
Yes.
I'm Leanna from North Carolina.
Okay, greetings.
And I am kind of in a weird scenario. I've been with the same guy for about the past 3 years. Whenever I met him, you know, he was on a deep spiritual path, and, you know, we really vibed well. Unfortunately, he developed a habit of smoking weed excessively. Like, I'm talking, you know, 8-9 blunts a day by himself. And he would say, like, oh, I'm doing it to meditate and this and that. And, you know, there's no way that you can achieve any sort of meditation when you're that gone. So, you know, even though it's someone that I really love and care for, you know, of course you can't make that choice for someone else. So, you know, I really reflected a lot on myself and what I did wrong in the relationship. For example, my stepfather walked out on us whenever I was about 10 years old. So I realized, like, okay, that probably plays a part in this because, you know, automatically I'm probably rushing to kick him out because in my subconscious, I'm thinking, okay, well, he's going to leave anyways. So I did a lot of reflecting with myself on that. But what's weird is, you know, I did a lot of energy work and energetic cord cutting and, you know, stuff like that. But it's like, you know, every time that I try to remove myself completely and heal from it, you know, something resurfaces. Like the other day, I just felt so drawn to go to the Whole Foods that's all the way across the side of town to buy salad. And, of course, as soon as I walk in and turn the corner, he's standing right there. I'm like, okay. You know, so I'm just, I guess, kind of at a point where, you know, it's someone that I definitely, you know, I love and care for him, but I also understand he's off his path and he's off balance, and I can't allow, you know, him lowering his vibration and, you know, trying to, you know, escape from whatever he's trying to escape from and not deal with things, I can't allow that to affect me and my growth and progress too. But at the same time, I'm not really sure how to take, you know, when I'm being thrown.
I hear a lot of judgment, and I completely understand what you're saying and why you're saying it. Eight blunts a day, unacceptable. I get that. But you're talking a lot about him and not about you.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to just, whatever he's doing, he's doing. Your reasons for ending it with him is about you, not because he smokes eight blunts a day. You want to talk about what you're doing and why it's no longer in alignment with who you are and who you want to be. Because if he keeps showing up in your life, it's unfinished business.
Right.
So you need to just say, okay, because the question, the things that you're saying, it's just talking about what his stuff is. But that's not the self-love. The self-love is you. So you have to look at, okay, am I smoking eight blunts with him? Is that acceptable for me? Because it may be completely acceptable for him. Who are you to know? I know what you witness and what you watch, but if you keep running into him, there's some other message the universe is trying to give you. And you have a tie to this man. It sounds like it because you're saying you drove way out of the way to go to Whole Foods and you run into the guy.
Yeah, I just have this, like, unexplainable urge, like, and I kept trying to talk myself out of it. And I did. But the issue really with his smoking is that, you know, we were staying together. So, you know, I thought, okay, by saying, okay, you know what, like, you're kind of abusing it. I don't want you doing it in my house. You know, of course, then he would just take it outside of, you know, you can't stop somebody from doing what they want to do. But it removed him, all the progress that he made, you know, and has made spiritually, has caused him to regress. Whereas, you know, instead of meditating, instead of being involved and active and the person that I really know and love and the person that I know that he's striving to be, you know, it just makes him regress to, he doesn't want to do anything but smoke and sleep and eat up everything in the damn house.
Yeah, and, you know, that, who is that comedian that talked about eating the cereal? Lord have mercy. It was a comedian. He said when he smoked, he ate up his son's cereal. The shortcut. I can't remember.
Oh, Kevin Hart?
Kevin Hart.
It was the other short one.
Cat Williams.
Yeah, Cat Williams. He said, Daddy, somebody ate up all the cereal on the refrigerator or something like that. And it was funny. He's like, yeah, someone did. That's you get the munchies when you smoke because you're trying to get more information probably. But I'm saying you're still talking about him.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep bringing you back to self-love. It's really about you. You're saying he wasn't doing what he was on the spiritual path, he was at this level spiritually, and then he went down. It doesn't matter. What matters is you, your choices, what is in alignment. You're saying you told him not to smoke it in the house, go outside. You're still talking about him and changing him or being disappointed with him. But what about you?
I mean, I am disappointed with him, but, you know, that's why
you. What about you? Are you disappointed
with yourself? Well, I did a lot of reflecting on myself, like, you know, because I was guilty of doing that and saying, like, okay, well, this is what you did wrong, and, well, you made me act this way and this and that. And then I really reflected, and, you know, I realized, okay, I'm not perfect either. Of course, you know, no one is. But I realized, you know, a lot of small things that I did wrong that probably made him react a certain way. And like I said, I realized there's also a lot of childhood factors that come into play. You know, you have two people coming from broken homes, you know, that are trying to love each other, and they really don't know how. And for me, having, you know, not growing up in the same house with my father and then my stepfather walking out, you know, that's why I said I feel like that really plays a part in my interactions with relationships because I'm so quick to say, just get out and go, because in the back of my head, I'm, you know, somewhere I'm thinking, okay, well, he's just going to leave anyway.
Right. See, now you're getting real. Now you're getting responsible. Now you're in self-love. Because it's not about him. It's about you. It's about your programming. It's about what you're talking about. And that's where you want to go. You want to maybe you need to forgive the sacred masculine. Maybe not even sacred. You need to forgive men,
mm-hmm.
not sacred masculine. You need to get into your own heart and forgive men in your life. Not him.
Mm-hmm.
Just men in your life, the consciousness of man in your life, the past men, to forgive the inner male in you. Then you can get to a place of understanding him. Because you got it. You just said the wounds from childhood. You said the problems. You know, you got
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I want to keep you focused on your own stuff. Because when you go into talking about his shit and his smoking and all that and his spirituality, you're deflecting. You're not taking responsibility. Nobody got time for all that. You got to get real into yourself because your power is in you. And then
right.
you won't be running into him in Whole Foods. If you run into him at Whole Foods, you're supposed to be running into him again at Whole Foods because this is my nigga I'm supposed to be with. That's the
and
truth.
See, that's what was so weird because I had spent so much time on that reflecting and healing. You know, like I said, I did a lot of, like, energetic cord cutting, you know.
Yeah.
I went to a lady that, you know, we do Reiki together and stuff. So, you know, I went through a lot of, you know, we did, like, a past life regression therapy, you know, a little, you know, a lot of energy work and stuff. And I was like, okay, I was feeling like, okay, I'm healed, you know, I'm ready to, you know, you get that sensation, like, I'm ready to move forward and just get on with my life, you know,
yeah.
and just be done with it. And then that happens, and I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah, let me ask you a question. Why do you think it's not working?
Why do I think it's not working?
Yeah. Why do you think it's not working? This is Miss Blue, by the way. So yeah. Why do you think it's not working? All of this stuff that you, everything that you've done, all of the work that you've put in, everything that you understand and you've come to realize. Why do you think it's not working?
Do you mean as far as like with myself, or you mean like not working with him?
Of course, with you. Why do you think it's not working?
I really don't know. That's kind of why I called in, because I'm like, I'm at the point where I just don't understand, you know, because even whenever I try to walk away, our paths spiritually are extremely intertwined. I don't know if either of you guys have ever had, you know, one of those, like, outer-body experience dreams and had, like, a spirit visit you in dream.
Oh, yeah.
And it's, you know, it's an indescribable feeling, and there's no way that you can mistake that for anything else. And, you know, during this whole process, like, I've had that with him, and I'm just like, I don't really understand or grasp, you know, why our paths keep colliding. You know, there's been a whole lot of
Not even about your path. Let's move past the path. Why do you
right.
think all of the work you've done is not working?
Right. I don't know. I really don't.
You know. You do know. You've done a whole lot of reflecting, a whole lot
mm-hmm.
of spirit work, a lot of physical work, a whole lot of mental work. I want you to just kind of sit with that. Why do you feel none of that is working? Because it does work. I'm sure Reverend Goddess can attest to, and I certainly can. The work works.
It works.
Well, I wouldn't say as far as like the energy work and stuff that it's not working. I'm not saying that the reflections don't work because I have progressed a lot. But my thing is, when you cut ties with somebody, you know.
But we're
like
not talking about
up.
Progressing. You don't.
I'm
kind
sorry?
Of cut ties. I said when you cut ties with someone, you cut ties.
Mm-hmm.
So she's cutting ties, but not really. But what's that all about? The actual ceremony or rituals aren't having an impact.
Mm.
I mean, I
because
think
the person.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I think it goes back to. My, my original question to her, when she's spending a lot of time talking about him, let's bring it back to her, to what's going on with you, you know. And I think the rituals that she's been doing, we all know them. We know the psychic cord release work. We know all that, Reiki and everything.
All of that work.
But,
yeah.
We know that, but when if you're doing it for to get rid of this or to end that, that's outside of yourself, that's why it keeps coming back. Because it's nothing is outside of ourselves. I'm not doing this ritual to stop that person's behavior or to end that relationship with that person. I have to get in touch with myself and take responsibility energetically for what's going on inside of me that's drawing this into my life. Because the universe is a mirror. The universe reflects back to us what we are. Osho talks about this all the time.
That's
you know,
right.
My relationship, our relationships, I keep saying this everybody all night. Y'all, I've been telling you, the sexual relationships, the primary relationships are where we go to school spiritually fast. We go quick.
Of course.
That's to ascension.
It's the chosen one. Chosen relationship spaces. We've chosen those. You track who we are. So that's why I ask you, you know, why do you think that this is not working for you? You've done all of this. What do you think? What is the one thing that all of this scenario has a common denominator? What is the common denominator between everything you've done, the relationship and everything? What's the common denominator?
Me.
There it is. You have from within. For real. We can do rituals, but it's hard. You know, mystics talk about this, ancient system. All these things work. But if we're not coming from that place of ourselves, and really coming from that place, then it's not going to work. All we're doing is simply masturbating without a purpose.
Right. I guess part of me felt like whenever I was doing it, you know, I was doing it for myself because I wanted, you know, I'm a mother, I have kids, I'm a single parent, so I want to be at a place where I'm happy with myself and free from, you know what I mean, things that aren't necessary and allowing any sort of negativity to, you know.
Here's the thing I want you to do. You're still talking about things that you need to free yourself from instead of taking a look and ask yourself, why do I need this experience? Because this experience you want to have, even when it comes to synchronicities, even when it comes to going all the way out to Whole Foods and running into him, this is your higher self saying, I need to have this experience. So sometimes the answer does not just appear, and it's not a quick fix. And if we sit with it sometimes in the pause. But that's a question I just kind of wanted to jump in there and just kind of give you that. And ask yourself, why do you feel this is working? Everything you're doing is not working. Why is it not working when it comes to this area of your life and this situation and this relationship? Why isn't it working?
Yeah, that makes sense, though. I mean, it definitely did give me a different perspective. You know, sometimes I guess we're all, you know, we make mistakes and we think that we're doing things for one reason and then, you know, there may be hidden other reasons.
No. I want to challenge you with leaving we out of the question and say I, because it carries a different frequency. It carries a different energy. And I know you called in because you really wanted us to help you. And so I just kind of wanted to throw that to you. Take we out and start saying I. Because, see, it sounds different when I say I just don't want to take responsibility or I overlook things. If I say we, I can do anything with legions of motherfuckers behind me. I could do anything. I'm bad. You understand? I'm like, what's the little dog, the little miniature pincher that thinks he's a big Doberman? I could do a whole lot when I say we. But there
right,
is.
That's true. Well, I never thought about it that way, but that's definitely true. I never thought about it that way.
It carries a different energy because we are both the macro and the micro. And so it's important to recognize that all is one, but it's also important to recognize your uniqueness. That's what we've been talking about all night. That's what the Reverend Goddess has been speaking about all night. It's important that you know yourself, self-love. Because if you don't, then you have no boundaries on anything. You don't know where you start, and you don't know where you end.
Right. That's true. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, so I just wanted to give you that. I want you to think about that and maybe, you know, contact the Reverend Goddess.
Only other exercise I would give her is this. When you start to feel confused, you start saying him and him and we and whatever, stop.
Mm-hmm.
Put a mirror to your face and say, I.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Keep
well, I
looking at yourself.
I never thought about it that way, but that does, and that makes a, you know, it's such a little word, but it makes a huge difference.
You do a lot of deflecting, Mama.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of deflecting. Just bring it right back to yourself. Bring it right back to yourself. Look at your pussy. Look at your face. It's the same.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just saying, I hope you, can you have an orgasm when you self-love?
Yeah.
Or is it hard for you to come?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Hope, I always love it. Every woman that's called tonight, Miss Blue, has been able to bring themselves to orgasms. Listen, ladies out there, a lot of women have problems with that, but these women do not, and there is much hope, much hope. I am happy to hear that.
Yes.
Bring that mirror to your face when you want to deflect, but if you can get that orgasm going, have an orgasm, and then take the mirror down there and look at yourself and you say, yo, this is where all the miracles happen. I know what's happening here, and everything else will work itself out. If women can have orgasms and especially bring it to your heart, all the other stuff you're talking about, you can embrace what we're saying and take responsibility for it by saying I over and over again, because that's where your goddess is in the I in my body. Second shot.
Yes. Absolutely. Yes. And tell the truth, because you still love him despite all the fucked up things you told us.
and that's the whole point, you know, when you do love someone and you're trying to progress with yourself, of course you want the other person to progress. I mean,
I'm not talking about
why he got Whole Foods.
He knows she goes to Whole Foods
every once a month. That's why he's hanging out there.
That's right. I'm not talking about, of course, the universal love. I'm talking about you still are in love with him. Yes, you are.
Yeah, absolutely.
That
love.
Okay, because you gave me some universal, like I yes. Go ahead.
No, I wasn't talking about universal love.
She's talking about physical, baby. She's talking about physical and emotional.
Yeah. No, I definitely still do. I know what you meant. I definitely do.
Yeah, because you gave me some, well, of course you want people to grow and evolve. No, that ain't what I'm talking about.
All right,
so beautiful.
Keep that mirror handy.
Yes,
all right, thank you, ladies.
Yes.
God is blessing.
You welcome. Peace and love. We have about 3 minutes left to get in the form, and you guys have done the most because it is a couple of hundred people still on the phone lines, and about 80 of you still have your hands up. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to reach out to the Reverend Goddess Charmaine. And I want you guys to email her. I know she like, okay, Ms. Blue, really? Yeah, I want you guys to reach out to her. And definitely on Wednesday night, check out her show that she has, Sensual Mystic, that's going on Blog Talk Radio. Go over to the website, www.sensouSmystic.com. If you have any problems connecting or finding out how to connect, you can check it out in the show notes because the link is there. And sign up for her news. Lots of goodies in there. Self-love, loving yourself, loving everything about you and everything that is connected with you. Raise your frequency and your consciousness. Using that modality that y'all all love to use, the yoni and the lingam. and bringing that energy in just a beautiful, loving place. I do want to give you an opportunity. It's always a joy to have you on, Reverend Goddess, and so much
Thank
fun
you.
To sit here and just to listen to you do your amazing work as well. And I'm just so honored to be connected with you and have you connected with the Rings family. It's always a joy. So I want to give you a couple of minutes to just kind of leave us with some food for thought as we get ready to close out.
Thank you. Goddess blessings.
Is she there, Reverend Goddess?
I'm here.
Yes,
I'm
yes.
Here.
Oh, we were giving you a minute to close it out.
Oh, I didn't hear. You said food for thought, and then I was waiting. And oh, Lord have mercy, food for thought. Well, okay, let me just, do I still have some time? A moment?
You do. We have about a minute. Yes, we do.
Okay.
Before
okay,
we go in the end.
All right, I'm going to just say this one prayer. For everything that we've all experienced in the hours that we've been together tonight, I just want to just bring all of our energies together and our consciousness and just say thank you to everyone for being here and sharing this. Great Goddess, please receive us. We thank the Spirit of Truth for being with us always, for bringing courage and understanding, and the courage to make the changes needed for the highest good of us all. Angel, 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 and so it is.
Ah, beautiful, beautiful. Ashe to that. Peace and love. Much love, Warm Spirit. Much love to you guys out there. Download, download, download. And if you like the show, you know what to do. Go spread some love. Spread it on Twitter. Spread it on Facebook. Send out a message and let us know that you love the show. Reach out to the Ring Goddess Charmaine as well, too. So peace and love to all of you guys out there. See you tomorrow. Self-invested. We're going to get ready
Holla.
To close out. Holla. Peace and love, everyone.
Thank you, Ms. Blue. Goddess blessings.
Goddess blessings to you as well. Peace and love.